searing heat is blamed in two deaths at road races yesterday. That was the announcement in Chicago 3.5 hours after the marathon began. It was cut short for the first time in its 30-year history after a Michigan man collapsed and died, and hundreds of other runners required medical attention as the mercury soared to near 90 degrees. Race organizers say they were prepared, but some competitors dispute that.
I don't want to knock the race organizers, but there was nowhere near enough water for how hot out it was.
I actually had to take a dirty cup from the ground and get some water.
And in Virginia, a runner collapsed and died near the finish line of a 10-mile race. CBS News meteorologist George Cullen says the heat will stay on for much of the country.
We're going to see another day of record-high temperatures, but the area of summer-like temperatures will be shrinking. And by Wednesday, this whole area east of the Mississippi will be much cooler.
Well, the town of Crandon, Wisconsin is in shock after an off-duty sheriff's deputy shot and killed six young people at a weekend party. 26-year-old Tyler Peterson was killed by a sniper's bullet. This resident says the motive may have been jealousy.
He told people that he was under a lot of stress and that he had girlfriend problems. A lot of stress at work and that he had girlfriend problems.
A seventh person remains in critical condition. The Kirkwood, Missouri man accused of kidnapping and sexually abusing two boys, holding one for 4 years, is set to appear in court today.
We want to see justice served.
But Lloyd Bailey says he feared his nephew Ben Ownby and Sean Hornbeck would have to testify repeatedly about their ordeal in at least 4 trials.
Reliving everything, all of the nightmares.
Then he got word Michael Devlin had agreed to plead guilty.
Just overwhelming at this point. All of us wanted to see it end in a guilty plea.
He'll be in court to watch, hoping Devlin doesn't change his mind.
It'd be a beautiful thing.
John Mills for CBS News, St. Louis.
The first of this year's Nobel Prize winners has been announced. The award in medicine goes to Mario Capecchi, Martin Evans, and Oliver Smithies for their pioneering work in manipulating mouse genes, allowing scientists to study an array of diseases. Capecchi is at the University of Utah, Evans at England's Cardiff University, and the British-born Smithies at the University of North Carolina.
People will remember me when I'm gone. It's a funny thought.
A British coroner's jury is in Paris today to see for themselves the tunnel in which Princess Diana and her boyfriend were killed 10 years ago. CBS News correspondent Charlie Daggett is there.
They'll drive along that route to the Alma Tunnel. They will walk the tunnel to see exactly where the crash happened at Pillar 13. They're also going to be visiting Dodi Al-Fayed's private apartment. They're going to be visiting the hospital that Princess Diana went to.
Fayed's father, Mohammed, continues to insist the couple was murdered. Paris police are investigating an early morning incident yesterday in which an apparently drunken group of intruders broke into the city's Musée d'Orsay and punched a 4-inch hole in a painting by Impressionist master Claude Monet. A French official says the painting can't be restored. Well, how well is the Consumer Product Safety Commission doing its job safeguarding Americans from dangerous products? We're live with CBS News reporter Vicki Barker. And Vicki, what's the answer?
Nick, more than 80 people got sick after using Stand and Seal sealant sold in many Home Depot stores. Andrew Lammer's one of them.
I started not being able to breathe and I started coughing a lot. And then that went into not being able to breathe at all.
Two of the victims died, yet the product was still on the market 1 year after it was supposedly recalled. The New York Times reporting the manufacturer, the retailer, and the Consumer Product Safety Commission all slow to act. And critics say this.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, AM760.net.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment. Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. One of the protesters arrested at the Columbus Day Parade in Denver Saturday is vowing to go to trial. Glenn Morris, among scores, arrested Saturday after the parade route was doused with fake blood and dismembered baby dolls.
They were told to disperse, and the vast majority of those folks did disperse, and a small contingent stayed, and those were arrested. That was about 60 people.
Protesters facing charges including resisting arrest, blocking a parade route, and interfering with a peaceful assembly. The pilot of a medical plane that slammed into a southern Colorado mountainside had a clean record in 22 years of flying, according to his employer. 46-year-old pilot Rick Miller died in that crash, along with a 25-year-old flight nurse and 32-year-old flight paramedic. National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. And Broncos coach Mike Shanahan pretty red-faced this morning after San Diego's 41-3 pounding of the Broncos yesterday.
We're embarrassed as a coaching staff. I'm personally embarrassed. You know, it starts with me. I can do a much better job getting these guys ready.
It was the Broncos' worst defeat in 40 years. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Good morning. Thanks, John. We're in pretty good shape for the start to the week, so not a lot to worry about. Definitely seeing some fog up in the high country around Floyd Hill, so you want to be extra careful up through there. Roads could be a little slick as well due to the cold temperatures. But here in the metro, we're clear and dry for the most part, not seeing any wrecks on the highways. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny and mild. We'll get a high of 69. Tonight, it'll...
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-513-2696.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-513-2696. That's 1-800-513-2696.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software. And we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-440-7199. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-440-7199. That's 1-800-440-7199.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-221-5756. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-221-5756. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-221-5756. 1-800-221-5756.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-497-5991.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the Company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991.
You got to get up. And you got to go to work. Good morning. Partly cloudy. High today is going to be about 70. A little frost out there this morning, which definitely means that fall is here, which I keep saying every single morning, but it is, and it's starting. How many more weeks of daylight savings time do we have? A couple more?
Yeah, I think till the end of this month. I think somewhere in the between the 21st and 28th. Probably that Sunday, the 28th, I think, is when we fall back.
Yeah, a couple more weeks, and daylight savings time is over with. All right, John, how was your weekend?
It was good. Never long enough, but it was a good one. Went and played golf in 50-mile-an-hour winds down in Trinidad on Saturday.
Well, that must have been pretty good.
It was fun. We quit after about 14 holes. It was too brutal.
Couldn't handle it, huh?
I mean, it was blowing you over. So you'd sit there and try to hit your ball, it'd blow you over.
Just couldn't handle it. I know the Rockies played this weekend and did well. Right?
How about them Rockies?
Yeah, Broncos got killed.
The Rockies can't lose, and the Broncos can't win. That's what's happening in town right now.
Yeah, and I watched racing all weekend. Formula One.
Anything good?
Yeah, how about that Kimi Raikkonen as Lewis Hamilton screws up going into the pits and could have won the Drivers' Championship right there in Shanghai and didn't get it. And then watched American Le Mans Series. How about that car number 45, Jörg Burgmeister, and my man Darren Law? All right. They did good in the GT2 class. And basically, it was a really good weekend. But as you said, it was just the weekend just was not long enough. Not much going on news-wise over the weekend except for the Columbus Day Parade, which I held off and didn't say anything about. We didn't talk about the Columbus Day Parade. On Friday, I never really got to it. We never got to it on Thursday. We never got to it on Wednesday. We never got to it on Tuesday. You know that this thing is a yearly event in which people get crazy. But maybe we'll talk a little bit about the Columbus Day Parade and Columbus Day, which is today, by the way, so there's no mail. And a lot of federal and state offices are closed. But a lot of us still have to go to work. But there's no mail today. And maybe we'll get into this whole Columbus Day holiday. Also, there's a report out in the Christian Science Monitor from last week that a watchdog group alleges that cadets, that the troops are being force-fed Christianity. And we'll talk to somebody who has experience in that. We'll also have Diana DeGette from Colorado's 1st Congressional District on this morning. She'll talk about the fight is on for kids, about S-CHIP, with the president now hinting that he might give in a little bit on this. And we're also going to talk about something that we have gone on and on and on about on this show previously, and we're going to talk about it today, and that is chicken hawks. And the whole idea of those that beat their chests loudly and want everybody else to go, but they themselves have never gone. So we'll get into that. And that's kind of a holdover. That's kind of a holdover from the Limbaugh thing. Now, I got something else to talk to you about this morning. It's 6:13, 13 minutes after 6. Somebody sent this to me in an email. As a matter of fact, a few people sent it to me in an email. And I don't have the story directly in front of me. I thought I had it. But let me go see if I can go look it up here real quick and give it to you. This is what's called being prepared at all times. How can anybody be prepared on a Monday morning? I don't even feel like I'm prepared. All right, this story was on CNN. This story was on MSNBC. This story has been out all over the place. It's kind of bubbled under. I don't know if anybody has really seized on this and really talked about it. We've talked about this whole thing about the American flag and about the symbolism involved in the American flag and about how the fact that the ultra-right has seized on this symbol and that there is something that they sense there is something, and I sense sometimes there's something, too, about the idea that flying the flag is not fashionable to people who are left of center, and that it's some kind of test of patriotism. However, some of the people who fly the flag and some of the people who wear these American flag lapel pins are some of the biggest hypocrites running around. And I know you've heard this statement. I know you've heard it in conjunction to with religion, and I think it applies to a lot of other things. If you have to tell people repeatedly how religious you are, if you have to tell people repeatedly how much of a patriot you are, if you have to tell people repeatedly all of these things, then is there really something wrong here? Are you hiding behind something? All right, as we sit here together, all three of us freezing in the dark, let me bring this story up, because a couple of people sent me emails about this, and they said, oh, get on the air and ask about this, because we don't know if he'll suffer political repercussions from this or not. So this is from an MSNBC story from last week. Obama stops wearing American flag pin. Presidential candidate says he will show patriotism by expressing his ideas. Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama said he will no longer wear an American flag lapel pin because it has become a substitute for true patriotism since September 11, 2001 and the terrorist attacks. He commented on the pin in a television interview Wednesday and then again on Thursday at a campaign appearance in Independence, Iowa. My attitude is that I'm less concerned about what you're wearing on your lapel than what's in your heart, he told a campaign crowd. You show your patriotism by how you treat your fellow Americans, especially those who serve. You show your patriotism by being true to our values and ideals. That's what we have to lead with, our values and our ideals. He has been asked about the pin Wednesday in an interview with a Cedar Rapids, Iowa television station. The truth is that right after 9-11, I had a pin, Obama said. Shortly after 9-11, particularly because as we were talking about the Iraq War, that became a substitute for, I think, true patriotism, which is speaking out on issues that are of importance to national security. All right, do you think it's going to have any repercussions that Obama won't wear an American flag pin? And does it make any real difference whether you wear one or not? Or does this further the idea that the left has some kind of an aversion to the American flag? Does outright displays of patriotism make you nervous? Do outright displays of patriotism bother you? See, they don't bother me. The thing that gets me is the people who take patriotism and they fuse it up with this political message. So in other words, what they're saying to you is, well, listen, you don't support the current administration's agenda, then you've got a problem. You're not American enough. You obviously don't love your country. You obviously want the worst for your country. You obviously want things to go badly for your country. Which I don't see as being true. I mean, how in the world, if you just have a different point of view, what makes you un-American about that? What makes you a bad person? And I think all of you would say no, it doesn't make you a bad person. But I also think that there's some degree of lack of comfort in displaying the flag and also the whole idea of the flag in general. And I don't know if that's because when you see an American flag, when you hear the Star Spangled Banner, when somebody says the Pledge of Allegiance, you think, yeah, but what about this and what about that and what about this and what about that? Or that patriotism is immature, or that it's too linked with nationalism? I don't know. So if the American flag makes you uncomfortable, seeing candidates with them in their lapels, seeing people flying them from their houses, cars. If it makes you uncomfortable, I'd like to know about that. Or do you think that if you're really a true patriot, and I don't even know how to describe what a real true patriot would be, but if you really think you're a true patriot inside out, then what difference does it make whether you have a flag or not? I'm going to go back to what I originally said, that I don't think anybody in any political movement in this country owns the American flag. I don't think so at all. And I think for a long time we've let the ultra-right own this symbol. But hell, whether you're a Republican, Democrat, or independent, or you have no political views at all, it belongs as much to you as it does to anybody else. You know, those one or two of you out there who think that might be listening this morning and think that liberals, for instance, or progressives are bad people. Well, how many liberals' names do you think are on the Vietnam Wall? How many liberals' names do you think died in World War II? How many liberals? 21 minutes after 6, 303-713-7600. I got four lines open, and you know what happens if you don't participate on this Monday morning.
Every year, heart disease is one of the leading killers of Americans. Here's something that ought to blow you away. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death, but with early detection, it can be effectively treated. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Let me talk to you about Front Range Preventive Imaging. They've got an easy, non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks for developing coronary artery disease with their EBT scanner. Now, this EBT scanner is one of the most powerful predictors of future coronary events and can help save your life or the life of someone you love. So it's important that you pay attention to this. Call today to set up an appointment or a consultation at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given him a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet said that he had allergies.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
The vet didn't know what to do.
The vet offered no success at all.
We probably spent at least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dinovite on an AM radio station.
And we hear some people on the radio saying Dinovite.
And I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dinovite.
I logged on to Dinovite.com.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Everything we tried failed except the Dinovite.
The vet noticed that my golden retriever, Sundance, has a glossy coat now.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Through 10th, and space is limited. Call to reserve your place now. Call toll-free 800-595-0391. That's 800-595-0391. Or register online at richdadeducation.com.
623, 23 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Somebody throw a bucket of water on me. Boy, this is like a Monday, isn't it? Hey, I've talked to you forever about Icon LASIK Center. I've told you for a long time now that Icon has the most advanced custom LASIK technology available, that their laser correction team has the most experience in Denver with the best technology and affordable pricing. Icon's experienced surgeons want to help make your glasses obsolete with safe and affordable LASIK procedures. Icon is the only Denver LASIK clinic that has completed over, listen to this, 60,000 procedures in Colorado. Icon provides the newest technology like intralase bladeless LASIK for as little as $499 per eye. So why not call to learn more about your options? Financing is available for all credit types with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months. So if you've been thinking how much better your life would be with LASIK, now is the time to call 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, or visit them online at iconlasik, icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, C-O-N.com. And guess what? I'm going to go this week to see if I can have LASIK done. Does that shock you, John?
No, I think it's time for you to take off the old glasses. Fly through life free of wearing those shades.
Yeah, man. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go see the doc. I'm going to go do it this week. Probably like on Wednesday to see if I can have it done. And if I can have it done, I'm going to have it done. I am so sick and tired of wearing glasses. Especially now that I work out. I keep falling off. I've just had enough. So maybe on Wednesday I'll see you at Icon. Come check it out. 6:25, 25 minutes after 6.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
While digesting Reader's Digest in the back of a dirty bookstore, a plastic flag with gum on the back fell out on the floor. Well, I picked it up and I ran outside, slapped it on the window shield. And if I could see old Betsy Ross, I'd tell her how good I feel. But your flag gal won't get you into heaven anymore.
John Prine.
They're already overcrowded.
Former Chicago postman John Prine. And your flag decal will not get you to heaven anymore. 6:26, 26 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And patriotism has always been like this really touchy subject. A flag. It's all been touchy. And I got a bunch of lines open this morning. So I'm definitely not... Yeah, I'm definitely not hitting a home run with this one. But I want to know how many of you truthfully want to come forward and tell me that you feel a little uneasy when you see people with American flags. You feel uneasy when they sing the Star Spangled Banner. You feel uneasy at all of this because you think, well, it's immature love towards your country. Or maybe you feel exactly the opposite. Maybe you feel a lot of pride. Maybe you feel a lot of good. We all have a tendency, I think, to dwell on the country's bad things instead of maybe at times looking at the really good things about the country. Because every country has good and bad. But really, can you name me any place else you'd rather live? All right, I know some of you are going to call up and say, well, Jay, I really want to live in Dakar. I really want to live in Paris. I really want to move to Spain. I really want to go to Costa Rica. And I used to think that way too. But, damn it, I just like it here. You know, I do. I really do. I mean, I really do. I think we have such great promise. And I don't mean to be overly optimistic with no sun out and temperatures in the 30s. But I do. I just feel like I really, 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 really like it here. And I've been out of the country before. And I'm not saying that there aren't great places to go visit. But I always want to come home. And I'm not uncomfortable with the American flag. I'm uncomfortable about how some people use it. That bothers me. Doesn't that bother you? Particularly when people hide behind it. That really drives me crazy. Same thing as hiding behind the troops. All right, let's go to the few phone calls we have. John, I would, as a safety measure, dig out MacArthur Park just in case we have to go into that mode. Well, actually, we should find a song that's far more torturous than that. Like maybe the Chipmunk song by Dave Seville or something. All right, let's go to Charles in Denver. Charles, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Listen, this patriotism thing is another thing that the Democrats have allowed the Republicans to usurp. It is not a Republican symbol. It's not a Democrat symbol. It's an American symbol. You know, when, you know, there was a comment that you made earlier that caused me to call when you said, you know, that the Republicans are saying, well, you just want what's bad for the country. Well, if I wanted what's bad for the country, I would have voted for George Bush. You know?
Yeah. But you've heard that argument before where they say, well, you secretly want the country to lose in Iraq. You pray for failure. You this, you that. And it's like, oh, please, come on. Come on. That's not true. I just don't agree with you.
Yeah, I don't pray for failure. I pray for our troops. I pray that they get home and safe. I pray that they actually, get out there and protect our country, not protect somebody else's oil fields. To be honest, yes, I burned my share of flags, but I did it with my grandfather when we'd have a flag that was flying and got all gun already. You look in the Boy Scout handbook, and that's the way you dispose of one, is to burn it.
Well, that's another big emotional flashpoint, is the idea that you can't convince some people, no matter how hard you try, that burning the flag is covered under freedom of speech. People just don't see that. I don't understand why.
Well, this wasn't even freedom of speech. It's a respectful way to dispose of a flag that is no longer flyable. But you see, a lot of these same people that wear these flag lapel pins will go up on the 4th of July and fly a U.S. flag that's all ratty and nasty, and that's not the way it's supposed to be done. If it gets to that point, it's supposed to be disposed of in a proper manner.
We argue over symbols, don't we?
We do, and it's ridiculous. We shouldn't be arguing over symbols. We should be arguing over substance.
Yeah, why can't the American flag and why can't patriotism belong to everybody?
It does belong to everybody, and again, the Republicans have taken that symbol over as a Republican symbol, and the Democrats over the last 6 years have allowed them to do it, and that's our fault.
I would agree 100%. Thanks, man. Good call.
Happy drills.
All right. 303-713-7600. Isn't that true, though? We've allowed one political party in this country to capture the flag, and then the rest of us are like, oh, my God, it doesn't have any, you know, but why not? The thing belongs to all of us. But I think there are some people politically on the left who get nervous when they see a flag. Something about that that symbol drives them crazy. What is that that drives you crazy? What is it that makes you nervous about that? Why does it sound corny or bad when you hear somebody say, oh, but I love my country? Or is it fashionable to just think to yourself and to say to your friends, I want to move to the left bank of Paris? Let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
How you doing? Let's see. As far as Barack's lapel pin goes, I think that he's correct that it should definitely not be a substitute for patriotism. It's not. I think the thing that concerns at least people on the right is that, you know, a refusal to wear one makes you wonder. I don't think that he's wearing it because he doesn't think it's patriotic. It makes you wonder what his real purpose is. And I think that some people on the right would say maybe he doesn't hold the traditional values of some Americans at heart.
Well, I think he kind of explained where he was coming from, that he believes that you should show it in actions and deeds and not
Absolutely.
Through useless demonstrations.
And I agree with that, but that still doesn't give you a reason not to wear a lapel pin, in my opinion. And then you were saying as far as why the right seems to kind of taken the flag as their own symbol and left the left out there hanging. I think that some people have an issue with the flag burning, the upside down flags, and stuff like that, which I think is ridiculous. I think that's absolutely your freedom of speech. I think that sometimes that's even more patriotic than the people that just wave it on the 4th of July. You know, you're out there burning your flag, flying it upside down, standing up for what you believe our country's about. So, for one party to glom onto the flag and say it's ours and try to take it away from the other is ridiculous. It's all of our flag. The men and the women in the military died so it could be all of our flag.
Yeah, I had a discussion with a guy on Friday about this where I said, listen, people who burn American flags and go through all of that, two things. One, yeah, it's uncomfortable, but freedom of speech is about being uncomfortable. Two, in the long run, think about this, they don't really win any converts because nobody really buys what they're saying because it's not mainstream. I mean, people look at them like they're nuts, like they're crazy. So if that happens, what point do you accomplish? Nothing.
Except, I don't know.
Except
I don't
look
know
like a fool.
Anything.
Well, what do you accomplish? Except you stand out and look like a fool. I mean, I don't think, regardless of political parties of anybody, I don't think anybody thinks that burning the American flag is an attractive thing.
No, I think that just puts out, your feeling about whatever your point is that you're trying to make. It emphasizes it, puts an exclamation point on it. I'm so upset or believe so strongly in whatever it is that, you know, usually it's in regards to displeasure with the government.
Doesn't sell your point very well, though. It's kind of like those people who are against a woman's right to choose who stand around with these big, gigantic signs with fetuses on them.
Yeah,
do you think that works, or do you think it, works to hand out a well-written, say, for instance, a well-written tract that lists the reasons about why you think that a woman should not have the right to choose? Which do you think would work better?
Well, I think that it draws attention to your point, but I think that you're correct that a well-written tract would not push people away from your point of view. You're turning people off by burning a flag, holding aborted fetus. You're getting their attention to begin with, but you're turning them off pretty much immediately at the same point.
Well, you lose the war of ideas by engaging in that behavior. Mark,
Absolutely.
Thanks, man.
Have a good one, Jason.
Okay, you too. A couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. Would it make you nervous if a political candidate did not wear an American flag lapel pin? Do you think Barack Obama's wrong for that, not wanting to wear one? How important is that to you? All right, at 6:36, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin and Gino with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. We do have a crash on the left shoulder, southbound I-25, right near I-70. So that's as you try to get into the downtown area. That's already stacking up pretty well between 58th and Spear. Of course, we have the same thing further north, southbound I-25 from 104th to 84th. Still seeing some of that fog on I-70 both directions in the high country near Floyd Hill. Weather outlook today, it'll be mostly sunny, a mild day with a high of 69 right now, fair, and 35. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Shelter Insurance, proudly providing affordable auto, home, and life insurance to Colorado customers. Find the Colorado
Art inspired music. Music inspired art. The Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra invites you to the October 13th Visual Fusion Concert with Nyla Whitmore, Open Studios artist at Mackey Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. Free pre-concert lecture, The Conscious Listener Part 1 with Don Campbell, author of The Mozart Effect. Also witness the world premiere of the new orchestration from Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition by Boulder's own Michael Allen. Call the box office, 303-449-1343, extension 2, or visit boulderphil.org.
Looking to earn extra money with no selling involved? Make some quick cash now by delivering the new 2007-2008 Yellow Book to area homes and businesses. Right now, Yellow Book is looking for individuals, groups, schools, or church organizations to deliver Yellow Pages directories. Schedules are flexible, so don't wait. Call 1-800-373-3280 today. Learn more about how you can earn extra cash delivering Yellow Pages directories. That's 1-800-373-3280. Wherever you look, Yellow Book.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting's great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less, less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy, no complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
At Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
For most patients, there are only two things preventing them from having LASIK: fear and affordability.
Hi, I'm Dr. Larry Spivak. At Spivak 2020 LASIK, we have the experience to understand your concerns. That's why we now offer patients a safer, more advanced method of blade-free LASIK called Intralase. We're so confident in the superiority of blade-free Intralase, we'll provide it at no additional charge from standard LASIK for the month of October only. We also make it affordable to everyone by providing low or interest-free financing programs.
I would only trust my eyes to Spivak 2020 LASIK. It not only changed my vision, it changed my life, and it'll do the same for you. I know you have LASIK choices, but we're talking about your eyes here. Do what I did and go first class. Your eyes deserve it, so give them the best. Spivak 2020 LASIK.
To learn more about LASIK or schedule a complimentary evaluation with me, please call us at 303-C2020 or visit us online at spivak.com. I look forward to seeing you.
Live, local, and progressive. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I hear people talking bad about the way they have to live here in this country. Harping on the wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me.
Mighty Merrill doing a song
they're walking on
that smacks back to the polarization of the 60s. Partly cloudy, frost, a high today of only 70 degrees, and it's chilly out there now. We're talking about the American flag, and we're talking about Barack Obama's stance about not wearing a flag lapel pin, and the idea that the flag may make some of you nervous. It doesn't me, but and this idea that those people who want to wave the American flag around and twist your arm and constantly beat you up about patriotism, then you got to ask yourself, what are they trying to hide, and how much patriotism do they really have? Here's Tommy the comic. Tommy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
19 Paul, buddy.
19 Paul, brother.
Hey, send some of that cool weather here. We're going to be up to 86 here today in Chicago.
Why don't you send me some of that? We want some of it out here. Why are you hogging it all?
I don't know. We're going to break a record from like 50 years ago.
Oh, wow.
We had our marathon yesterday, and an off-duty policeman from Michigan running a marathon suffered a heart attack running the race.
Jeez.
In fact, they had to call the race off halfway through because so many people, like 300 people were hospitalized.
I saw that, but you know what? 86 is not that hot. What was it, the humidity that was causing
the humidity?
The
was real high humidity. It was up to about 88 degrees. So, you know, after these people are running, I imagine after 12, 13 miles, their heart starts pumping away. So, but, yeah, this lapel pin, I choose not to wear one. I never have. Don't fly the American flag, much to the consternation of my coworkers.
Do you have one on your uniform?
No, we're one of the few that don't have one, so we have the Chicago flag on there. So I imagine that would be a problem. I mean, I couldn't, like, if we did have one, I couldn't take it out, obviously, because I'd be out of uniform and get gigged for a day or two pay. But other people's patriotism don't bother me. I don't question it. I just choose not to wear one because for the symbolism of things that the country's done in the past. It bothers me more rather than an individual wearing one. Than when patriotism is used like our commander-in-chief to invade another country, which to me is a lot worse than some old World War II guy wearing an American flag on his suit or choosing to put one on his bumper of his car. That doesn't bother me. I'm not going to question what he wants to do. I'm going to believe that he truly believes that.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with flying a flag, having a flag lapel, having a flag sticker, having any of that stuff. I don't think there's anything wrong with it at all. I think it belongs to everybody.
Right.
And I think that, yeah, we do have. You know what? Yeah, America's like a relationship that you enter into with a man or a woman and a woman, or a man and a man, or whatever you want to use, because I don't want to be, I don't want to leave anybody out here. But it's
right.
Kind of like, you know, there's good and bad in everything. And you have to take the good with the bad, and sometimes I think we don't focus enough on the good, but we should also be concerned about those things that are going on that we don't agree with. I think eventually, though, we can turn those things around.
I agree. I don't like the way that Obama answered it. I think he should have just said simply, I choose not to wear one. It's up to the individual choice. And left it at that. I think it's probably going to come back to haunt them
You think so? You think they'll make an issue out of it?
Oh, heck yeah. The Republicans will make a big issue of it. It doesn't matter whether they wear a lapel pin or not. But I think it does bother a lot of from people, even coworkers and people I've talked to. It kind of bothers them. I think he should.
Well, you work with a very conservative crowd, though.
Correct, yeah.
So, I mean, they'd be bothered about him anyway.
Yeah, that's correct. But even some of the people in the neighborhood I've talked to, it kind of bother them. You know, people that put up the American flag, like just on the holidays and stuff. I think it's going to bother them. But chances are, most of those people wouldn't vote for him anyway.
Yeah.
What you think?
I don't know. Well, here's what I think. I know this is terrible, but I do believe this, and I don't like it, but I don't have any choice. I figure I got to live with it. Hillary's going to get the nomination.
Yes.
As much as I love John Edwards, it's just not going to happen.
Well, you know who I'm supporting? I'm supporting Dennis Kucinich.
Right.
And unfortunately, he's going to be at the bottom of the pack. And we'll get into this argument in a few months or next year.
Oh, no, you're going to start about the third-party business?
Yes, sir.
Tommy, how could I not convince you? I tried to argue with you the last time about this.
Right, and I'll do this, and I'll do the same thing again. Because I want some true progressives over there in Colorado to call up, who think that Hillary, she's not a true progressive. She's not a true liberal to me.
Well, I don't think anybody's a true anything.
I think she could be more progressive in her thinking.
Yeah, there's some things about her that are unattractive, but there's things about all of them. All right, we're going to get into this. You know what? I love you, and I understand daylight savings time starts at November the 4th.
Yeah, starting this year, it's going to be the first Sunday in November. I think they actually did that for trick-or-treating, and then savings time will start the last Sunday of March, and that's for forever now.
All right, well, be safe, and
right.
We love you.
Okay, workers of the world, unite, brother.
See you later.
Bye.
Well, they don't call him Tommy the Commie in the Chicago Police Force for nothing. Here's Sean at Greeley. Sean, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, man.
You know, Mike, I love the comments, and I keep thinking of what I can say new. And essentially, it's this. As soon as I see somebody wrapping himself in the flag, my BS meter goes off. What are they trying to sell me?
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that cynicism, sure.
And that's the part, because, I love the Star Spangled Banner. God Bless America, that one bothers me.
Why does it bother you?
Because, mostly because I'm pretty agnostic. And to me, the Star Spangled Banner is our national anthem. America the Beautiful, love it. God Bless America, you know, and that movie that Chris Rock was in, God Bless America and No Place Else. That's kind of the attitude I get out of that. And it's all kind of the same thing with the flag. You know, it is my flag. And I do, you know, and it represents the Constitution and all the things that people have fought for. But, you know, what we're doing wrong in Iraq, you know, if you want to support the troops, bring them home.
All right, how about this idea? Nothing wrong with displaying the flag, nothing wrong with loving it, nothing wrong with being involved with it, as long as you don't use it to sell a political point.
I would agree absolutely there. Or where are the biggest flags you see flying? They're over a car auto lot.
Yeah. Commercialism. But you know, that's part and parcel though of the country.
Yeah. I'm sort of down. I'm down on the whole multinational corporation thing right now because I think it's all attempting to eliminate the middle class, and we've got a high pressure siphon of money from most of us to a few of them, and it's absolutely helped along by the Bush administration, the neocons, and, you know, and then they wrap themselves in the flag and say, you know, we're for unfettered capitalism. I don't buy it.
Yeah, I have trouble. I have trouble with it when you try, I'll go back and say what I just said. I have trouble with it when you try to use it to make a political point. If you use it in some other way, in some genuinely honest way, I mean, somebody flies an American flag in front of their house, no problem. They have a sticker on their car, no problem. But if you use it to try to make a political point, then forget it. It strikes me as being illegitimate. Sean, thank you, man.
I agree with you. Thanks, Jay.
All right, we'll see you. You want me to read this email? Because I think it's one of these emails from one of these phony guys who sends us this and thinks they're clever.
Well, I don't care. They invent these names. But I'll read this one. This one is typical of people who, well, you can judge this one for yourself. AM760.net, we got this guy who sends an email under all these different email addresses and names. And I'm willing to bet you this, Turk, if you answer this guy, the email will bounce back. And it won't turn out to be true. But I'll read it. I don't care. His name's Jim. The number of liberal names on the Vietnam Wall is zero. You guys were busy deferring protesting to Canada, or deferring protesting or heading to Canada. The only time you want the U.S. flag is to burn it or to, and I can't use the last word that the last word he uses there. And I find that interesting, Jimmy, that you have deferring in here. Gee, did Dick Cheney and Rush Limbaugh and those folks defer during the Vietnam War years? Oh, no, I guess not. Or maybe they got into a champagne unit in the National Guard. Oops, no, maybe so. All right. 6:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk with J. Marvin and Gina with traffic.
Hey, Shay, so far it's been a great ride. Not a lot going on around the metro area, although we did have an early morning crash affecting your southbound I-25 drive right near I-70. So just watch out for heavy conditions through there. That'll stick with you all the way down to Spear Boulevard if you're making your way toward downtown. Westbound I-76, pretty heavy toward I-25. And we're starting to see a 225 filling in now, both directions extending from Parker. Weather outlook today, it'll be a mostly sunny, beautiful day. Mild conditions with a high of 69. Looks like cold tonight at 40. And tomorrow, back up to 78. Right now, fair and 35. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Get a head start on your holiday greeting cards at King Soopers. Choose from more than 100 festive designs, all just 29 cents.
Larry, does my butt look big in this bathing suit?
What? How would I know?
Well, look at it. Does it look big?
I don't know. Why are you wearing that in the office?
I'm booking a hotel on Orbitz, and it's between a beach resort or a ski lodge. I'm just trying to see what feels right.
Okay.
How about now? Do my thighs look too thick in these ski pants?
Yes.
The Orbitz Sun and Ski Sale. Save $150 now on select hotels and popular beach and ski destinations at Orbitz.com. Offer based on 5 plus nights. Travel time 107-331. Wait, book by 11-12-07. See site for details.
I heard about a huge sale on my favorite widget. I've got to see what deals they've got, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
This is Donald Trump, and almost everyone I meet has the desire to be wealthy, and who really can blame them? Most people, however, just don't know how to turn that desire into wealth.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Do you want to know how to make millions, have fun, and get started on the successful life you've imagined? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how. And he's got a powerful tape to send you at absolutely no charge. Donald Trump is offering to the public his Wealth Builder System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to making millions. And because he believes so much in the power of his system, Donald Trump wants to send you his tape today at no charge.
I'm going to share with you strategies and techniques to generate lots of money, untold income, the Trump way, my way.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Then do something about it. Get Donald Trump's powerful tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665.
Time, no clog, workmanship warranty. Yeah, you got me right. No clog, workmanship warranty, lifetime. And it will protect your home from the elements. Think about never having to clean your rain gutters again. I mean, never. Learn about the difference between LeafGuard and other inferior rain gutter products. Tell them that I sent you. Say, hey, J. Marvin sent me. And you'll be eligible for a discount of $450 or 15% off. Compare the quality and the cost and see for yourself what LeafGuard can do for your home. Call 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409. Fall into savings and not on the ground with LeafGuard, and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Interest rates are going down. Refinance today, and with the LendingTree Advantage, you get up to 4 offers in minutes, no surprises at closing, and their lenders have rates that beat the national average. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing and disclosures. When banks compete, you win.
Hi, I'm Maggie May. Come join me right here on Saturday afternoons at 1:30 for design and decorating tips. And together we'll explore interiors to satisfy the soul. Visit MaggieMay.net. That's M-A-E.N-E-T.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now you got J. Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
should play some Bob Dylan this morning. There was an article in the New York Times Magazine over the weekend about the Bob Dylan movie, about how big, complex, and what a huge task it is to make it. And do you know that all these different actors and actresses play Bob Dylan? And one of the people that plays Bob Dylan is Cate Blanchett. Plays Bob Dylan. See, I know that. Okay, no suspension of disbelief in regards to that movie. 55 minutes away from the top of the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, partly cloudy. Frost, high today, 70. We're talking about the idea that Barack Obama says he's not going to wear an American flag lapel pin. One of the reasons is because he believes in putting his patriotism into action and into words, not just symbols. And I want to know if you think it's going to come back to haunt him. And also the traditional uneasiness, which nobody seems to be copping to this morning, about the American flag. Except for maybe Tommy. But nobody seems to be copping to this uneasiness. And this uneasiness of overt shows of patriotism. Which don't particularly bother me. 303-713-7600. David in Longmont. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, what's happening, Jay?
Oh, man, not much. Sun's just starting to come up now.
Oh, it's going to be a nice day today.
Yeah.
Hey, it's good to talk to you again.
Nice to have you on.
And, you know, I'm a little uneasy these days. I think the only proper way to display the American flag is upside down in a distress signal, properly displayed as a distress signal. But that gets people in Arvada into trouble, so you got to watch out for that. Because most people don't know how to display American flags anyway. But anyway, I am uneasy about it because it does represent rendering and torture and imperialism and multinational sell-off.
Yeah, but the other side of that, too, is it also represents a lot of things about America that are really worth celebrating. The idea of a representative democracy, the idea that even though you occasionally have to go into court to fight to get it, that we have freedom of speech here in this country, that we have relative freedom of movement, less encumbered than in a lot of societies, that we do have opposition press, although it's not as strong as it should be, but there's always room for improvement, but we have a lot of positive things going on here as well.
Well, while this criminal regime is in power, all those wonderful things are on hold.
No, I don't think they're all. No, they're not all on hold. I mean, you and I are having a conversation here about your feelings of anger and frustration over what's going on. Nobody's going to come to your house or come in the studio here and bust either one of us for doing it. You couldn't get away with this in Burma.
But it's happened to some Americans, and that's a disgrace. And I think, you know, all this is sort of on hold until...
Yeah, but you can't, I hate to disagree with you, but you can't say it's on hold when it's not on hold. I mean, when you want to go from place A to B today, or A to C today, no one's going to stop you. You're not going to have to present any kind of identification in order to go to the King Supers.
That's true.
You're free to go to the ballot box. No one's going to stop that, and no one's going to stop you and I from having this conversation.
No, but what happened to the ballot box the last couple times? It gets changed. Your vote gets diluted. Your vote gets thrown away.
Well, people are taking. Yeah, but we're at least allowed to discuss that, and people are taking positive steps to doing it. I mean, it nothing in the world, really, is all one way or the other.
Oh,
and you got to have balance. And there are a lot of great things about living here.
Oh yeah, I agree. Just one last thing, draftgore.com.
Yeah.
Got to get him in. He's going to win the Nobel Peace Prize this Friday.
Yeah, but unfortunately he's not going to run for office. David, love you. Take care, man.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. We'll continue. Let's talk about Christopher Columbus and how to talk to your kid about that coming up.
Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, folks, this is Pat Summerall with an offer that can help you enjoy your retirement years, adding flexibility to a fixed income with the peace of mind that comes from staying in your own home. Are you a 62-year-old homeowner? Well, my friends at American Guarantee Mortgage have a reverse mortgage that allows seniors to turn home equity into cash. There are no monthly payments and no income or credit requirements. Reverse mortgages do not affect your Social Security benefits and are tax-free. So take it from me, Pat Summerall, from a guy who knows the pros. When it comes to reverse mortgages, the pro is American Guarantee Mortgage. American Guarantee Mortgage is a local company that is a leader in the reverse mortgage industry. Got questions? American Guarantee Mortgage has the answer. Call the pros at American Guarantee Mortgage today and take the next step to a better life. That number is 303-577-4987. That number again, 303-577-4987. A Tom Martino referral list sponsor.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. It could have been the motive for mass murder.
Apparently this cop flipped out because his girlfriend run him off.
Mayor Gary Bradley of Crandon, Wisconsin, where a young gunman killed three teenagers and three recent high school graduates in a Sunday morning rampage. The police sniper killed the suspect a few hours later.
Gunman, 20-year-old Tyler Peterson, was a young law enforcement officer. He was working full-time as a sheriff's deputy and part-time as a Crandon police officer. And much of the focus and many of the questions that are being asked now are, what is the screening process for people that hold those law enforcement jobs, and what kind of training do they receive?
WSAU-TV's Chris Conley. 88 degrees and muggy. The weather didn't stop thousands of runners from taking part in the Chicago Marathon until one collapsed and died, and dozens more were hospitalized. Race officials are under fire for not doing enough to protect runners.
Water stations were out of water. They were very ill-prepared.
It wasn't as hot in Arlington, Virginia, but one runner in an Army 10-mile race there died short of the finish line at the Pentagon. A dangerous product is recalled. That doesn't mean it won't harm unsuspecting users. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. Vicki, how and why does that happen?
Frank, more than 80 people got sick after using Stand and Seal sealant sold in many Home Depot stores. Two of those people died, yet the product was still on the market 1 year after it was supposedly recalled. Victim Andrew Lammer.
Pretty sad that after they knew people got hurt and people died from it, that they couldn't get it off the shelf.
The New York Times calling the manufacturer, the retailer, and the Consumer Product Safety Commission all slow to act, and critics say this shows the commission is quite simply understaffed and overwhelmed. Frank?
Members of a British coroner's jury are in Paris to learn what they can about the crash more than 10 years ago that killed Princess Diana and boyfriend Dodi Fayed. CBS's Charlie Daggett in Paris tells us how they'll go about that.
They will go to the elevator in the Ritz Hotel. They'll move down to the rear entrance of the Ritz, to the area where they were picked up by that Mercedes. They'll drive along that route to the Alma Tunnel. They will walk beneath the tunnel, to see exactly where the crash happened.
French authorities blame the crash on speeding and drunken driving, but billionaire businessman Mohamed Fayed believes his son and the princess were victims of a murder plot. They rearranged the genes of mice, helping science better understand how humans are affected by heart disease, cancer, diabetes. Now, two Americans and a British researcher will share a Nobel Prize in medicine.
Fantastic. I mean, it's a marvelous surprise, and it's a marvelous honor.
Mario Capecchi of the University of Utah was cited along with Oliver Smithies of the University of North Carolina and Britain's Martin Evans. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 4.5. This is CBS News.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it. Oh, no, are you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Accountemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes, what's that?
On second thought, Bob from Accountemps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Here we have the Carrier Infinity 96 gas furnace.
Wow.
It features an AFUE rating of up to 96.6% and 40 to 120,000 BTU-8 capacity.
Great. I have no idea what that means.
You could save up to 33% on heating costs.
Now that I understand.
Carrier, turn to the experts. For a limited time during Cool Cash, get from $50 to $1,200 cash back on qualifying Carrier Infinity systems. Savings compared to previous Carrier models. See participating dealer for details.
Don't miss Colorado State of Mind every Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Several of the protesters arrested at Saturday's Columbus Day parade in Denver say they're ready, willing, and able to go to trial.
Glenn Morris was among 83 people busted Saturday after the parade route was doused with fake blood and dismembered baby dolls.
There were 10 individuals who kind of resisted a little bit, so they'll probably face resistance charges, but overall everybody's going to face probably a city charge of interference with the parade route or interference with the lawful assembly.
Morris says he and American Indian Movement activist Russell Means will be arraigned November 6th or looking forward to going to trial. Our Colorado Democratic Senator Ken Salazar hearing from both sides on the Pinyon Canyon issue, those who think his bills on expanding the military training site went too far and those who think they didn't go far enough. The Democrat and Colorado Republican Wayne Allard teamed up on a bill requiring the Army to study whether it really needs to nearly triple its 368-square-mile training site in southeast Colorado. And Broncos coach Mike Shanahan says he doesn't know if he's ever been more embarrassed.
Three turnovers led to 17 points, and it's hard to come out ahead when you do that.
Yeah, San Diego's 41-3 shellacking at Denver yesterday was the Broncos' worst loss in over four decades. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John Ebb. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Biggest issue right now for us is getting out of Lakewood if you're using eastbound 6. We've had a multi-vehicle crash there on the approach to Federal. Two right lanes are blocked, and we also have three vehicles off on the right shoulder, so this is really jammed up. Definitely hit those delays right about Sheridan, and they stick with you all the way down to I-25. Pretty much status quo for the rest of the metro area. Looks like a normal commute. Weather outlook today will be sunny and mild. We're looking for a high of 69. Clear and cool temperatures tonight with a low of 40. And right now, fair and 35 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get up to a $40 cash card by mail-in offer when you buy four select Goodyear tires. Or double your cash card up to $80 when you make your purchase on your Goodyear credit card. Plus, catch the Goodyear Get Tough Tire Sale. Offers end October 27th. Stop by one of your local Denver area Goodyear retailers and see what we can do for your vehicle. For details and location near you, call 1-877-GOODYEAR. Certain restrictions and conditions apply. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yet to come on Monday morning's extravaganza here at 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. We'll talk about chicken hawks and also the armed forces being force-fed Christianity. Plus, Representative Diana DeGette will be here from Colorado's 1st Congressional District. And the fight is still on over kids and S-CHIP. And we'll cover all of that stuff between now and 10 o'clock. It's going to be 70 degrees today, patchy fog, or patchy frost, actually, this morning, as it got a little cool overnight. But today it's going to be a nice 70 degrees, good day to get out and do whatever it is you want to do, including ride your bicycle. But, Jay, we're stuck having to go to work. Well, not everybody, because it's Columbus Day. So if you're in a federal office, and I believe state offices, too, although I'm not sure about this, closed for Columbus Day. Columbus Day to me has never been a big holiday. It's never been a big holiday because I've always had to work on it. So it's like the only holidays that count to me are the ones we get off. But I have to work on all the rest of them, so what difference does it make? But we didn't talk about Columbus Day, and we didn't talk about the Columbus Day Parade or any of the threatened protests or any of that stuff last week. And maybe we should have talked about it last week. I didn't want to talk about it, to be honest with you. I didn't really want to get into it last week, to be honest with you. Because it's just one of those things. You look at it, you say to yourself, there's got to be some rational way out to this disagreement about Columbus Day. But it gets nuts. Now, Columbus Day is supposed to honor Italian Americans. Am I right about this? If I'm wrong about this, please call at 303-713-7600 or email am760.net and set me straight if I'm wrong about this. But that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be about honoring Italians. So would it be the same thing as an Italian Pride Day? Would that be kind of what it would be like? Now, when we get into arguments about illegal immigrants and we get into arguments about immigrants, period, here's the biggest thing I hear from people. The biggest thing I hear from people is, why do they have to fly those damn Mexican flags? Why can't they assimilate and become part of the United States? Why do they have to have Cinco de Mayo? Why do they have to have this? Why do they have to have that? And on and on and on and on, which I consider to be a ridiculous argument, because I don't know about you, but I don't care if they have Spanish signs up in front of the businesses. I don't care if they fly the Mexican flag. I had to inform some guy that flying a Mexican flag above an American flag is not illegal. I mean, I don't care if all that goes on. But the argument I keep getting all the time is, I keep getting this argument. Why can't they surrender their culture and become Americans? Well, what is Christopher Columbus Day? Isn't that about Italian pride and identification? And how about those like Glenn Morris and others who feel that Christopher Columbus was a murderer and that we shouldn't be celebrating Christopher Columbus Day? 83 people were arrested at the 100th annual Columbus Day parade in Denver on Saturday. Now, most of us were taught in school, you know, in 1842 or whatever it is, Columbus sailed the ocean blue, or 1442, not 18, but whatever the date was. I never paid attention to that. I never bought the whole idea of Columbus sailing the ocean blue. I never really cared, to be honest with you. But we were all taught that. And the fact that Christopher Columbus got into it with indigenous people, we were never taught that in school. I don't even know how they teach Columbus, the history of Christopher Columbus today in school. Does anybody know? Does anybody have a child in school and can answer this question? How do they teach it today? Because I don't have any idea. Do you know, John?
I don't know. I don't know if my daughter's gotten there or not yet. You know, she's in the first grade, so not sure if they've taught her about Christopher Columbus yet.
I mean, do they teach that he's a bum? Do they teach that he was a murderer?
When I was in school, same thing you. I mean, they didn't teach about, you know, him and the Indians, and that he, so, you know, some people believe he was a bad guy. So, never heard that side of it, though, when I was in school anyway. And that was in the early 90s in high school.
All right, so, same thing. I mean, I was never taught this either. That's not going to say that I don't acknowledge the fact that Christopher Columbus engaged in excesses and killed a lot of people. There's no question about that. And protesters spilled fake blood in the streets and accused Columbus of genocide. Of course, you know, Native American Indians also had, indigenous people also had their moments of not being too cool either. And, of course, the defense that people would bring up would be, well, they were fighting for their homeland and blah, 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 and what do you expect and whatever, whatever. But this whole idea of Columbus, all right, so kids don't go to school today. People in the federal state level don't work today. The rest of us do go to work today. And I guess the question is this. How do you teach your kids about Christopher Columbus? What do you say about Christopher Columbus? How do you teach your kids about this guy? How do you explain that they're not going to school, that they're home on Christopher Columbus Day, that there's no mail today, that all of these things go on, and Christopher Columbus had a less than clean and kosher past? Also, have we become so used to the idea of people interrupting these Christopher Columbus Day parades that it's now a non-news item, so we just don't pay much attention to it? I don't understand why, if it's an Italian pride thing, I don't understand why they just don't change the name of it. Why don't you just change the name of it to, you know, Italian Pride Day or something? Wouldn't that be a lot easier?
I think that's been argued before, Jay.
I know it has been. It's been argued around the country before. I've never understood why we just don't change it. Do we need days in this country to honor people's ethnicity? Do we really need this? Or if you want a homogeneous America, should we not have this for anybody? Can we just not? It shouldn't exist. See, I don't want all of us to be the same. I want us all to be different. If you're Italian, be proud of your heritage. And we should celebrate that heritage. You brought much to the country. So there's not a problem with that. I think we should celebrate it. You want license plates? I heard that debate. But somebody wanted the state legislature to create license plates for Italian Americans? Fine. I say nothing wrong with it. Fine. Go ahead. You want to have Italian Pride Day? I don't find anything wrong with it. Fine. Go ahead. Does it make the United States of America a more divisive place? I don't really think so. I don't think so if you look at it in the correct perspective, that it takes a lot of different cultures, that it takes a lot of different people to make up what we call the United States of America. And what's wrong with that? Or do all of us surrender our individual family and our national, our ethnicity, our national traits, do we just surrender them? Why can't we celebrate the things that every group has brought that makes us what we are? Why is there a problem with this? And you know how I get this argument about, well, why don't they surrender their culture and why can't they assimilate and become Americans? I always get it from white males. Well, I'm Irish, and I don't go around bragging that I'm... Well, wait a minute, we got St. Patrick's Day. That's just an example. And how do you make Glenn Morris and those folks feel accommodated?
Jay, my great-grandmother was full-blood Cherokee Indian, so that makes me about... I'm somewhere between a 8th and a 16th Cherokee. And you know what? I could care less about the Columbus Day Parade. I would not go down there and protest. It just does not bother me. Let them, you know, celebrate whatever they want. It does not bother me. I don't know why a lot of Native Americans are bothered by it.
Because they think the guy's a murderer.
Well, I understand that. But, you know, it's just... It's 2007. You know, it's not 1492.
Well, yeah, but okay, how about this? How about if you wanted to have a Hitler Day parade on Hitler's birthday? You don't think the Jewish community wouldn't get upset? They'd be livid. How about a Ku Klux Klan Day?
Well, can Christopher Columbus be directly tied to all those deaths as Hitler was? I don't know if the comparison is that fair.
Well, I think there are historians out there that make that comparison. That say that he murdered a lot of people. And most of them were indigenous to the North American continent. I don't know what the answer is to any of this. Yeah, I do know what the answer is to it. Let's honor people's diversity in this country. Let's realize it's what makes us great. And so if Christopher Columbus Day is a bad thing to some elements, to some people of the country, then... Change the name of it, for God's sakes, to something else. What difference does it make? Now, I don't hold the belief at all that it's offensive, but maybe changing it would be offensive, but maybe some of you do. And maybe some of you do feel it's offensive. I don't know. This argument has been going on forever and a day, as far as I can see. And for a while, I know they didn't have Christopher Columbus Day here because of it. But there was no parade. And now it's turned around and they have the parade again, and now we have all these problems. I can't understand why these two groups can't sit down and work this stuff out. Meanwhile, you got a 10 or 11-year-old in school. And how do you explain this to him or her? How do you explain Christopher Columbus Day to him? Well, you know, Chris, there's more to the fact that Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492. I mean, do you even get into any of that? 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. I got three open lines. Get off your half moons. Get plugged in and join in the Democratic dialogue, or you know what will happen. I mean, I want you to respond to me immediately, because this is a society based on instant gratification. And if you don't respond to me immediately, then I'll punish you. I'll punish you. And you can run off and listen to another radio station, but you know, I'll haunt you wherever you go. With MacArthur Park. So, or we'll play Jefferson Starship, We Built the City. We'll find something that really sucks. So, clog the lines. Let's get involved here. I know it's Monday morning, and you're tempted to, like, lay back and... Oh, Chad, just really...
Art inspired music. Music inspired art. The Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra invites you to the October 13th Visual Fusion Concert with Nyla Whitmore, Open Studios artist at Mackey Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. Free pre-concert lecture, The Conscious Listener Part 1 with Don Campbell, author of The Mozart Effect. Also witness the world premiere of the new orchestration from Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition by Boulder's own Michael Allen. Call the box office, 303-449-1343, extension 2, or visit boulderphil.org.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting's great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less, less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy, no complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code Web Radio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
I heard about a place that's having the biggest sale over this weekend, and I don't want to miss it, but I don't remember the name of the place.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at AM760.net.
October 8th through 10th, this free training will reveal how you can get out of the rat race and live the life you want to live. Rich Dad Education Training can be a starting point for anyone looking to build wealth and answer the key question, why savers are losers. Rich Dad Education will explode the myth that getting a good job with benefits is the key to wealth and reveal why you're never too old or too young to raise your financial IQ. This totally free Rich Dad Education Training is available only October 8th through 10th, and space is limited. Call to reserve your place now. Call toll-free 800-595-0391. That's 800-595-0391. Or register online at richdadeducation.com.
Looking to earn extra money with no selling involved? Make some quick cash now by delivering the new 2007-2008 Yellow Book to area homes and businesses. Right now, Yellow Book is looking for individuals, groups, schools, or church organizations to deliver Yellow Pages directories. Schedules are flexible, so don't wait. Call 1-800-373-3280 today. Learn more about how you can earn extra cash delivering Yellow Pages directories. That's 1-800-373-3280. Wherever you look, Yellow Book.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Interest rates are going down. Refinance today, and with the LendingTree Advantage, you get up to four offers in minutes, no surprises at closing, and their lenders have rates that beat the national average. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing and disclosures. When banks compete, you win.
Live, local, and progressive. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin, combative but caring, partly cloudy, or actually patchy frost this morning, and a high today of 70. We're talking about the Christopher Columbus Day Parade over the weekend. 83 people busted at the 100th annual Columbus Day Parade in Denver. What is the what's the proper thing to do about this, about Christopher Columbus Day? Plus, on top of that, if you got kids, What do you teach them about Christopher Columbus? Most of us in the school systems were not taught that Christopher Columbus was a bad guy. And it seems to me that isn't a decent way out of this, just to change it to Italian Heritage Day. And somebody sent me an email saying that they object to federal holidays, like Martin Luther King Day, and they object to all of this because they feel like it's a waste of taxpayer money. I don't object to any of those kind of holidays, and I think we ought to have more holidays, and I think people ought to have more days off. That's what I think. And I think we ought to be a representative of everybody here and celebrate everybody's differences. But the big argument you get, particularly when you get into illegal immigration and you get into immigration, the big argument you get is, oh, well, why can't these people surrender their culture? Why can't they just assimilate? Hey, you know what? What is this? What is Christopher Columbus Day? That's not assimilation. That's pointing out that you're Italian and proud of it. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I'm not asking anybody else to let go of anything else either. And then the protesters, the Christopher Columbus Day parade, spilled fake blood and doll parts. Is that a winning argument? I don't know if that's a winning argument. I would have a tendency to look at folks that would do that and look at them as being kind of extreme and out there. Okay, I got a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600, and we'll just keep MacArthur Park handy in case we need it. Because it doesn't seem like I'm actually hitting the ball out of the park with this one. But let's go to Mark in Montebello. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. First of all, before I say anything, I want to say I do listen to you a lot. Every day I drive to work and I tune here. And I do respect you a lot. I don't always agree with you, but I do respect you because you're usually unfailingly polite about your opinions. And you're not, to put it bluntly, one of the other people I listen to on the way home is more like the liberal version of Rush Limbaugh. It's all...
Well, I can get angry at times, though.
Well, you can, but you're not, like, constantly bitter. You're usually pretty open to listening to people. So, two things. The immigration, why do they have to give up their culture? They don't have to give up their entire culture. The thing about America is immigration. But like anything, you lose a little bit of the culture when you integrate. As people like to say, America is a melting pot. Well, when you smelt metals together, parts of the impurities go away to form an alloy. And things like the really strong male chauvinist, sounds like a dish, really strong male chauvinist, thank you, I couldn't remember the word, streak that's in Mexican culture is one of those things that could probably stand to not be so present.
But you got it in white culture, too.
Yeah, it is, but they've been trying to work on it to get it out of there. Not always successfully, but they've been trying. On Christopher Columbus. To me, have you ever seen the show Firefly? It was like only on for one season on Fox.
No, I never saw it.
Well, there's this one character named Jane who is not exactly the greatest person in the world, kind of mercenary type person. There's this one planet that had Jane's Day, and they couldn't figure out why. And apparently when he was running away from the authorities at one point, he had to lighten his load on his ship, so he dumped a whole box of cash out of the ship, and it landed in this poor mining town. And all of a sudden people are singing praises to Jane. To me, Christopher Columbus Day is not so much about the person. It's the idea of exploration. It's kind of celebrating the idea of exploring and finding new things and getting out there. And the idea of America, the American continent, being brought to the attention of the Western world. Because no matter what explorer you go to, Don Juan de Oñate, I'm sure the...
Ponce de Leon, yeah.
Yeah, that all of them... Genocide, you know, even the early Americans, you know, the American Indians, they, you know, stole their gold. Well, no, that was the Aztecs. The stealing the gold and all that stuff. So, no, none of them were really exactly nice people, but it's the idea of the exploration that we're trying to remember with things like Christopher Columbus Day. Not so much the person, but the ideal.
What's wrong with just changing the name of it? What's wrong with changing the name of it to Italian Heritage Day?
It's not about Italian Heritage Day. I have some Italian in me, but it's nothing about Italian Heritage Day. It's about that idea of exploring and finding a new place, the bringing of America to the Western culture, quote unquote. I want to put quotes around that because it's just a real simple way of looking at it.
All right. So, what would you say to those who feel that he was responsible for genocide and they object to us having any kind of a holiday around him like we're having today? What would you say to those folks? Drop it or forget it or what?
I understand that they're annoyed with the fact that he was genocidal, but as I said before, pretty much every explorer of that era was. Should we not have any sort of recognition of the exploration that happened back then?
Well, I think their argument would be that yeah, you should talk about it, and yeah, we should have some representation of it, but we shouldn't celebrate it and glory in it because people lost their lives. I'm not saying I agree with that. I'm saying that's where I think they would be coming from.
There's always going to be people you can't please. There's people who don't like Christmas. Oh, my God. No, you can't celebrate Christmas. Why do we have a holiday for Christmas? There's always going to be some people who don't like the holiday or going to protest it or something like that. You're never going to please everyone. If the majority doesn't mind when it comes to something like this, then that is a minority, and this country is kind of a country of majorities. That's kind of the point of representative republic in this case, but a democratic society is people get their vote, and if the majority say it's fine, it's fine.
All right, so we leave it up to the majority to vote on it?
Well, we already did, primarily.
Well, I don't know if there was ever a vote taken. I think most of us just, you know, woke up. Most of us just, you know, walked into society when we were born, or whatever the case is. I mean, we just showed up, and we just, oh, well, listen, gee, I get to stay home today because it's Christopher Columbus Day.
Yeah, I have to say, I don't know the process of how they create a federal holiday just off the top of my head, but I would have figured they voted for it in the Senate and House, like everything else.
Well, yeah, you're right about that technically. Congress would have to go along with it. That's exactly right. They would have to pass a law that would mandate a federal holiday, and that's true, and apparently it was done, and this is how people...
The Hitler Ku Klux Klan Day, you know, you were trying to throw that out. Well, see, the thing is the Ku Klux Klan and Hitler really didn't do much that was positive. Their whole focus was anti-something. Hey, Christopher Columbus's focus was not go kill all the aboriginals of this continent. Christopher Columbus's focus was how do we find a new trade route to China, even though we ran into this continent in the middle. So that, to me, is also a big difference between a holiday for Christopher Columbus and a holiday for the Ku Klux Klan or Hitler Day, as you said.
All right, Mark, points well taken. Thank you, man. I appreciate your time.
Not a problem. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Let's go to Paul in Brookvale. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
Hey, Paul.
It all bases down to education. Education. You know, we take out, do the things that we need to be doing. We keep people ignorant, and they don't necessarily discover who... what and where they came from, and you know.
So what you're saying, because I don't know what they're teaching these days, but so you're saying that we've never really taught the history of Christopher Columbus properly.
Right. We're just not teaching the arts and the humanities in our schools, and we've taken that out, and the dropout rate continues.
Well, yeah, but that's off on another subject. I mean, we're talking about Christopher Columbus here and teaching history. So
we're still teaching, yeah, and history is left out. And we have places and people in our own state here that have been extremely important and have been lost and haven't been recognized in our society here, never mind nationally or, you know, worldly.
All right, so what would be your suggestion about Christopher Columbus Day? Call it off, not have it, change the name. What would you want to do?
First of all, we just need to educate people. That's all. Educate people about
that doesn't solve the question I'm asking. The question I'm asking is, what do we do about the day that makes to so that everybody else could be happy?
Well, we need to celebrate Education Day, like the gentleman before you. We had Discovery Day. You know, something along those lines. I mean, you know, I have Italian heritage, but I also have French-Canadian. I also have Iroquois and Cree in me as well. So, you know, what am I supposed to say? You know, and What do you mean,
what are you supposed to say? What you're supposed to say is either it's right to have Christopher Columbus Day or it isn't right to have it. Either it's right to have the parade or it's not right to have it, that one side is right and the other is wrong, or that one side is wrong and the other is right, or that you have some kind of way to tie this thing up.
Again, we need to be educated about...
You keep going back to that, but that's not an answer.
Right. No, it is. It's absolutely
no,
an answer.
No, it's not an answer. What are you going to do about what... No, what are you going to do... No, what are you going to do about what's going on today?
The answer.
No, what are you going to do about what's going on today? Right now, what today, happened on Saturday?
Today, I'm going to try to bring peace to the situation. That's
yeah, I'm sure you're going to bring peace to your neighborhood bar, I think is what you're going to bring peace to. Goodbye. See ya. 7:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, one line open, 303-713-7600. Maybe we should start using a breathalyzer test here before we put people on the air. Jay Marvin and Gina with traffic.
All right, Jay, we've got a couple of bad stretches right now. Includes eastbound 6. We've been struggling with that for about the last 45 minutes or so. Got that gridlock stretching back to Wadsworth now and all the way toward I-25. That was due to a multiple vehicle crash. So be aware of that. If you're trying to get out of Lakewood, you may want to just stay off of the eastbound lanes of 6. Westbound I-70, brand new crash activity there. 2 vehicles between Havana and Peoria. You can watch out for that stack right at 225. Weather outlook today, it's going to be sunny and a mild day with a high of 69. Right now we have a few clouds, 37 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
E-470 opens its I-70 flyover ramp on October 25th. That's when you'll be able to bypass the traffic signals and...
Stargate Command, this is Atlantis.
Once the gate is open, the journey begins.
You're saying we should kill them?
Before they kill you.
Stargate Atlantis. Check your local listings. And the mission continues on Sci-Fi.
Feel like taking a little trip to the Pegasus Galaxy?
With all new episodes.
No more touching strange things.
You're telling me.
Experience the adventure as it happens.
There's only one way to go, and that's up.
Stargate Atlantis. Watch it live. Fridays at 10, 9 central.
2020 LASIK. Yes, I know you have LASIK choices, but we're talking about your eyes here. Do what I did and go with the leader. Your eyes deserve it. Go with safer, blade-free Intralase at SpeeVac 2020 LASIK. And if you think you can't afford SpeeVac 2020 LASIK, how does no money down and no payments for one full year sound? Call 303-C2020. That's 303-C2020 or SpeeVac.com.
7:36, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hey, Paul, I'll call back anytime, okay? I love you, Chris Columbus. I really do. All right. I was out at the Rockies on Thursday, and they are cooking out there with great deals and a huge selection of all kinds of vehicles. I mean, you're talking about wanting four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive. You want gas zippers. You want cars for the entire family. You want vehicles for the entire family. You need a second car. Whatever it is you're looking for, they've got it all from A to Z. And it's hard within a 60-second time period to be able to pass all this information on to you and make it so easy to digest. Best thing to do is to take advantage of their matching down incentive and their great prices and numerous ways to finance, and go to their website, RockiesAutos.com, on the internets, and look at the inventory on there, or make an appointment, make a plan to get out there and see it for yourself before you really commit your consumer dollars anyplace else. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. They've stayed that way because they're dedicated to you. And what does that translate out to for them? What it translates out to for them is not some gimmick. It translates out to repeat business, which is how they manage to do so well, because people go back time and time again. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. And once again, you can see them on the internets at RockiesAutos.com. Check them out at the location that they've been at for a long, long time. You can't miss a big sign out there. Corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
When you have a family, it's always a good time to buy.
It's a great move-up market.
The interest rates are low.
It didn't make sense for us to spend the same amount of money renting something when we could own it.
Working with a realtor took all the guesswork out.
This is the best market in years in terms of choice.
Interest rates are at historic lows. Home choices have increased, and prices are favorable. Every market's different. Call a realtor today.
If we didn't buy now, we would have missed the opportunity on this home.
Only realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
For a tire you can trust for years and years, meet the new Uniroyal Tiger Paw AWP2 tire. It'll give you 70,000 miles, guaranteed. Plus, from October 1st to 31st, it comes with a $30 Uniroyal Visa debit card when you purchase a set of 4 new AWP2 tires. Use the debit card when it comes time to service your vehicle or to perform upgrades. To find a dealer near you and for further details, visit Uniroyal.com. Offer available at participating dealers. Card program is issued by the Private Bank and Trust Company pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
John is in the basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat, batch out laid off. Says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Took out a kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
Yeah, Robert, go.
Maggie calls sweet foot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat foot, plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says the man is fitting, must bust an early man. Orders from the DA, look out, kids, no matter what you did. But walks on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows. Better stay away from those that carry around a fire hose. Keep a clean nose, wash your plain clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows.
You don't need a weatherman to tell which way the wind blows, which is where the weathermen got their founding phrase from. 7:40, 40 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Patchy Frost this morning, high today is 70. Rave on, Bob. God, I love Bob Dylan. How can you not like Bob Dylan? I'm sure there's somebody out there who doesn't like Bob Dylan. Don't you think? I wish he'd stop playing that Bob Dylan. Yeah, don't follow leaders, just watch your parking meters. Okay. We're talking about close to Christopher Columbus Day. Let's get back to the telephones. Here's Julie in Brighton. Julie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey. Columbus never landed on North America, so he couldn't have killed North American indigenous people. He landed in the West Indies and then in what's now Panama.
So he killed the indigenous people there, right?
That's true.
You got bodies in one place and bodies in another, and that's all bodies. Who cares?
And actually, he did lead to the colonization of North America, which led to the destruction of a lot of indigenous people. But on the other hand, he is an important historical figure. And so the parades that you have, if for nothing else, bring on discussions like this.
Well, I have nothing against discussing his role. I have no problem with it at all. The question is he portrayed the way he should be portrayed, or is he airbrushed? And if there are people who can't get along over this, why are we having Christopher Columbus Day to begin with? Because it's kind of an Italian pride thing, isn't it? And if it is, then why don't we just change the name of it?
First of all, I'm a true American. I have about 60 races in me. So mine is not a racial thing. Mine is we're not all supposed to get along, short of physical violence, of course. That's not...
No, but you don't want to live in a society where every single... First of all, you don't want to live in a society where history is not properly interpreted. Second of all, you don't want to live in a society where... They have a Christopher Columbus Day parade in your town, whether it's in Denver or Kansas City or wherever the heck it is, and you have 83 people arrested because they don't think that it should be. In a way, you're right. That's democracy, and it's what America ought to be about. But on the other hand, it's social friction. I mean, isn't there a way to... Why is there never a way to settle anything, and why does there always have to be so much social friction?
Because you're not taking into account human nature. The human is socially aggressive. We're not meant to all get along. That's why most people have a diversity of friends.
No, but we're not... No, I disagree with you there. I don't believe most people have a diversity of friends. I believe people hang around with people that are exactly like themselves. That's number one. And number two, you're right, we're not all meant to get along, and there's always going to be different voices, but there's a civil way to settle that, and then there's an uncivil way to settle it. And going through all this hoopla every year of Christopher Columbus Day is to me, counterproductive. And also the whole argument is counterproductive because what you get from a lot of these folks is, well, and I've been over it several times this hour, about how, well, and they aim it particularly towards Latinos, that they should, stop with the Spanish, stop with this, stop with that. We don't need Cinco de Mayo. Surrender your your ethnic identity, blah, 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 on and on, until it gets to them, and then they don't want to talk about it.
No. And I disagree there as well. I think that you have to melt in the melting pot, but you keep a portion of your ethnicity. Sorry, can't say that this morning. Too
ethnicity.
Early.
Ethnicity.
Yeah.
Okay.
You keep that for days like Christopher Columbus Day or for days. And I don't believe that Christopher Columbus Day is an Italian holiday, although it has become more of a Italian pride thing. But it is, in fact, the reason that Europeans are in America. That's a fact. Regardless of what
so how would you term it? What would you term
it? Columbus Day.
Okay, so what would you say to Glenn Morris and the people from the American Indian Movement who want it canceled?
Tough. Have your own day. That's what America's about. That's what it's about. Okay, fine. If you don't like it, then you need to educate people about, and you have to use the real facts, like the fact that he did not ever set foot on North America. But you have to educate people to, okay, this is what happened, and because he came and found a route east by going west, supposedly, which was his whole goal, was to find India, that it led to the colonization, and that, yeah, there were people out there that handed out smallpox blankets, and you know, it destroyed the, and I have a hard time calling them American Indians, just because what is indigenous? How long do you have to be in a place before you're indigenous?
Well, I would say you'd be indigenous if you were born there.
Well, then I'm indigenous.
Well, how else would you describe it?
Well,
I mean, would you describe it as the person who's there first, or would you describe it as people who were born there?
Well, and that's where I'm going with. If you're talking first, even the American Indians were not here first. Most of the tribal people displaced people that were here, you know, 12,000 years ago by coming across the Bering Sea. And then there's the movement of the various tribes that wiped out other tribes.
Right, exactly. So,
whole history of humanity of all types has been the strong overcoming the weak. Or the more,
and also the idea of constant migration patterns. But the thing is, if you're going to determine who's indigenous, I'd say you're determined by who's born here.
Right. So Christopher Columbus did lead to the colonization of the United States. We wouldn't be here if it were not for him. Mexico would not be a Spanish-speaking country if it were not for him. So you can't wipe a historical figure out.
No, you can't wipe a historical figure out, but there are those who are going to make the argument that you shouldn't celebrate him either, because he wasn't a great guy.
He was. He was a great explorer. That's what you celebrate about him. You know what? Most of our presidents weren't great guys either, but they were great in one way or another. Lincoln destroyed the Constitution. But he was a great leader, and looking back, what he did was great. But he was on the point of being impeached because of what he did. But he was a great president, right?
I think most people would say that he was, yeah.
Okay. So you know what? People are people. And most people suck in one way or another. But a lot of people are really great in another way. So you take away from them because what he did.
Wait a minute, though. It depends. It depends on what they did, and it depends on the magnitude of the ills that they committed. I mean, you can't, if you took that attitude towards everybody, you'd whitewash history.
But you also, no, I'm not saying whitewashing it.
It depends on the magnitude of what they did. For instance, you could say about Augusto Pinochet, for instance, in Chile, well, he restored the Chilean economy, and he brought order to the society. Yeah, well, he committed all sorts of gross human rights violations, too. What should he be credited with?
Okay, but Christopher Columbus, in his time, was not a murderer because those people weren't people.
Well, if they weren't people, what were they?
In that society, they were a lesser animal.
But we don't view life through that, the lenses of that society. Don't get ridiculous. That'd be the same thing as trying to make an argument of supporting slavery, saying, well, back then we looked at African Americans, we looked at black people as being cattle. I mean, come on.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, in his time, he was not a bad man because he was a good man by his moral standards of the
time.
Well,
yes, but times and moral standards and the way people are judged change. And, you know, I don't know whether he was a good guy or he wasn't a good guy. And you have to take the good with the bad and decide which predominantly outweighs the other. Otherwise, Otherwise, everybody that you'd ever discuss would escape history's judgment. And I don't think that's you can't operate that. Julie, thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
Take care. It's 7:50, 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. More on this. We got Mickey Weinstein coming up at 8 o'clock to talk about our armed forces being force-fed Christianity. What is it about these Jesus freaks that they just can't let things go? I don't understand what it is. It's overriding compulsion. And I'll ask Mickey this. We've had him on before. 7:50, 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you and Gina with traffic.
Today, what started off to be a pretty good ride, and for the most part it is. We just have two stretches of highway that are not doing that great. You want to watch out for a crash that we've had on the westbound side of I-70. It's affecting your drive between 225 and Havana. Two vehicles there, and it's pretty well gridlocked. Same situation if you're on eastbound 6th, Wadsworth toward I-25. Now, that's a multiple vehicle crash. The right lane is blocked. Looks like we've also got three vehicles off on the right-hand shoulder. Weather outlook today. Looks like it'll be a beautiful day, mostly sunny, mild. We're looking for a high of 69. Tonight, clear, cool, and 40, and back to normal tomorrow. Sunny skies, 78. Right now, a few clouds, 37 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a steak, bacon, and egg burrito. Marinated steak, crispy bacon, smoky cheddar, grilled onion, fluffy eggs. And don't forget, Sonic's now open at 6 a.m. and serves a full menu all day. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Does your computer act possessed? Call PC Answers today for convenient on-site service, or drop your computer off at our new service center near downtown Littleton for a totally free diagnostic checkup.
Call 303-548-1414 or pc-answers.com.
752-52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You're healthy. Heart problems, you don't have to worry about them. But you know what? You ought to hear about this. 62% of heart attacks occur in individuals with zero or one risk factor for 50% of the men and 64% of the women who die from heart disease. The first symptom is the fatal event. 150,000 Americans each year die from their first symptom of heart disease. That's why they call it the silent killer. So you owe it to yourself and your family to get ahead of this and to find out what exactly is going on with your heart. And you can do that painlessly and with the least invasive method possible by getting a heart scan. Front Range Preventive Imaging has a technology that could help save the life of someone close to you or even yourself. The EBT scanner is the best non-invasive way to evaluate your individual risks in only 10 short minutes. No needles, no drugs, no injection, no pain. The EBT heart scan provides us with life-saving information about our heart's health and diagnosing this disease before it actually attacks you. That's the way to get out in front. And Front Range Preventive Imaging offers the EBT heart scan for early detection of heart disease. And I'll tell you something, it's cheap and it'll give you total peace of mind. Find out more about this. 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or go online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well. Call 1-877-99-THERMAL. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
The time to discuss drug abuse with your child is before that abuse takes a life. Instill in your children at an early age the ability to say yes to education and no to drugs. Keeping one child on that path could save a future, a mind, or even a life. There's no reason why a drug dealer should be the first person to discuss drugs with your child. This message from SenseBase Structural in Brighton, where service is more than a word, it's a fact based on their dedication to quality and integrity. That's SenseBase Structural, another concerned business working for the betterment of their community.
I heard about a place with the best deals on all the hottest shoes. I have to check it out, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on am760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:55, 55 minutes after the hour. Patchy frost this morning. Hi today, 70. Jay Marvin along with you on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Christopher Columbus Day, it's today. What are we celebrating? What is the whole point of all of this? 303-713-7600. We go to Glenn Spagnolo, who is one of the organizers of the parade and was arrested. Glenn, good morning. And how much time did you spend in the can?
We spent a little over 30 hours in jail over the weekend.
All right. What was the point of all of it?
Point of it was that this was the 100th anniversary of the Columbus Day holiday, which started here in Colorado, which is kind of odd considering it's a landlocked state. But anyway, you know, we went out there because we were opposed to having a celebration in our community that celebrated a man who he himself participated in a genocide of a people, who stole people's land, who raped people who were here. And we just feel like that's not the kind of message that we want to be sending to our children as the type of person that's worthy of celebration, who's worthy of being elevated to a national hero status. And we think that we could do better for our community instead of having this man and this holiday as an example of something that should be celebrated.
Well, I'm trying to figure out a way here to make both sides happy. In other words, what would you have the organizers of the Columbus Day Parade do? Just not have it, or would you have them change it, or what would you have them do?
Well, what we've asked repeatedly is, and, you know, the American Indian Movement states it really fine, that after 500 years of oppressing their people, can the parade organizers just find it in their heart to drop two words, Christopher Columbus? If it was an Italian Pride Day or an Italian Culture Day, if that's something that they truly are saying that they celebrate with this holiday. If it was called the Italian Pride Parade, the people who protested would actually join that parade and support it because, you know, we're of the mindset that everybody should be proud of where they come from, you know. So nobody's against Italian Americans. I'm Italian American, and I'm part of a group called PITCH, which is Progressive Italians Transforming the Columbus Holiday. We sent this year over 300 letters from Italian Americans to the mayor of Denver asking him to make a moral statement.
All right. Let me ask you one last thing before I get before I run out of time here. Do you think spilling fake blood and doll parts is like a really good way to sell your message?
Well, you know, this kind of came to a head at the parade. There was a lot of other things we were doing throughout the year, as far as education, talking to our elected representatives, trying to make change there. But in the street theater was very important because we wanted people to see with Columbus did when he was here.
I appreciate it, Glenn. Thank you. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
All right. Coming up, we'll talk about Christianity and our soldiers.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Are you tired of the same old real estate advice? Buy, hold, and pray? Now you can discover the secrets that the rich teach their kids that the poor and middle class do not. Attend an exclusive free training based on the phenomenal best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, coming to the greater Denver area October 8th through 10th. This free training will reveal how you can get out of the rat race and live the life you want to live. Rich Dad Education Training can be a starting point for anyone looking to build wealth and answer the key question, why savers are losers. Rich Dad Education will explode the myth that getting a good job with benefits is the key to wealth and reveal why you're never too old or too young to raise your financial IQ. This totally free Rich Dad Education Training is available only October 8th through 10th, and space is limited. Call to reserve your place now. Call toll-free 800-595-0391. That's 800-595-0391. Or register online at richdadeducation.com.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. Shock and grief swallow a small town.
One of those beautiful small towns in America that always feels that something like this could never happen here.
Richard Peters, the school superintendent in Crandon, Wisconsin, logging country 225 miles north of Milwaukee, known now for a Sunday morning shooting rampage that took the lives of three high school students and three recent graduates. It was homecoming weekend, and they were having a pizza party. Officials identified the gunman as a 20-year-old deputy sheriff. The mayor says he may have flipped because his girlfriend had broken up with him. One woman in town says Tyler Peterson was going through a rough time.
He told people that he was under a lot of stress and that he had girlfriend problems.
A police sniper killed Peterson later in the day. In Chicago, runners are complaining about the planning for yesterday's Chicago Marathon in oppressive 88-degree heat. By the time that race was suspended, one runner was dead and dozens more were in the hospital. One complaint, no water.
We would have to fight for a cup and push through the crowds to find somebody to fill our water for us.
Spokesman Richard Finn says the organizers of next month's New York Marathon will be ready for unusually warm weather.
The first thing that we do is add more fluid stops, water stops along the race course. We would boost up our medical staff along the race course.
A road race in Arlington, Virginia yesterday ended with a runner dying just short of the finish line. The man accused of kidnapping and sexually abusing one Missouri boy 5 years ago and another last year has a court date in 2 hours, and he's expected to plead guilty.
We want to see justice served.
But Lloyd Bailey says he feared his nephew Ben Ownby and Sean Hornbeck would have to testify repeatedly about their ordeal in at least four trials.
Reliving everything, all of the nightmares.
Then he got word Michael Devlin had agreed to plead guilty. He'll be in court to watch, hoping Devlin doesn't change his mind. John Mills for CBS News. St. Louis.
The plight of Gulf Coast hurricane victims is evident in some new government figures. WWL's Dave Cohen has that.
The Census Bureau American Community Survey shows that a third of Katrina evacuees were still living with friends or family, not in their own homes a year after the storm. Nearly 40% were below the poverty level and 30% unemployed. The survey did not report the evacuees' income or living arrangements before the storm. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
A British coroner's jury has gone to Paris to inspect the tunnel where Princess Diana and boyfriend Dodi Fayed were killed. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
The coroner, in this case, wants the jury to be intimately aware of the location. They want to get the space involved. But almost more importantly, they want to get a sense of how Princess Diana and Dodi Al-Fayed felt that night.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrial Average is down 13 points. The NASDAQ Composite is up a fraction. This is CBS News.
It's one of the greatest things for trucks and SUVs since mud flaps. It's Silent Armor technology with DuPont Kevlar, one of many innovations at your Goodyear retailer. And now get up to a $40 cash card by mail-in offer with the purchase of four select Goodyear tires. Or double your cash card up to $80 when purchased on your Goodyear credit card. Goodyear, get there. Offer valid 9/30 through 10/27/07. Go to GoodyearTires.com or see your participating Goodyear retailer for your mail-in form and complete details. Certain restrictions apply. Goodyear credit card purchase is subject to credit approval.
I'm thinking of a number between 450 and 850. Know what it is? It's my credit score, and it happens to be 720. Do you know your credit score? Do you know what's in your credit report? You can find out right now at freecreditreport.com.
How much easier could it get? Log on to FreeCreditReport.com. It's fast, free, and easy. That's FreeCreditReport.com. Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. One of the protesters arrested at the Columbus Day Parade in Denver Saturday is vowing to go to trial. Glenn Morris, among scores busted after the parade route was doused with fake blood and dismembered baby dolls.
They were told to disperse, and the vast majority of those folks did disperse, and a small contingent stayed, and those were arrested. That was about 60 people.
Denver police say protesters face charges, including resisting arrest, blocking a parade route, and interfering with a peaceful assembly. Tomorrow's the last day to register to vote for the November 6th elections. Around the state, Denver election officials say registration forms have to be received by 5 p.m. In Weld County, where there are usually two or three suicides a month, there have been more than nine in the past 6 weeks. Police and suicide support groups have no firm explanation for the sudden jump. And Broncos coach Mike Shanahan says he doesn't know if he's ever been more embarrassed after San Diego's 41-3 pounding of Denver yesterday.
We're embarrassed as a coaching staff. I'm personally embarrassed. You know, it starts with me. I can do a much better job getting these guys ready.
It was the Broncos' worst defeat in 40 years. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We'll expect eastbound 6 to still be a little sluggish between Sheridan and I-25, but it is doing much better. They finally got that wreck out of the way. Same thing for southbound I-25 if you're headed downtown, 58 to Spear. Still do have some stop-and-go conditions. Westbound I-70 from Chambers toward Havana. That was due to a crash that is still lingering in that location. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, it'll be mostly sunny, mild, with a high of 69. Looks like clear and cool tonight, going down to 40. And tomorrow, sunny and 78. Right now, a few clouds, 40 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a steak, bacon, and egg burrito. Marinated steak, crispy bacon, smoky cheddar, grilled onion, and fluffy eggs. And don't forget, Sonic's now open at 6 a.m. and serves a full menu all day. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
Get up to a $40 cash card by mail-in offer when you buy four select Goodyear tires. Or double your cash card up to $80 when you make your purchase on your Goodyear credit card. Plus, catch the Goodyear Get Tough Tire Sale. Offers end October 27th. Stop by one of your local Denver area Goodyear retailers and see what we can do for your vehicle. For details and location near you, call 1-877-GOODYEAR. Certain restrictions and conditions apply. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Going to be about 70, and the skies are blue out there this morning. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you on the program that questions conventional wisdom and authority. And nice to have you along. There was an article last week in the Christian Science Monitor. A watchdog group alleges the improper evangelizing is occurring within the ranks of the armed forces. And it gives an example of a U.S. Army special, a spec, Jeremy Hall, who got permission from a chaplain in August to post flyers announcing a meeting for atheists and other non-believers. When the group gathered, Specialist Hall alleges his Army major supervisor disrupted the meeting and threatened to retaliate against him, including blocking his reenlistment in the Army. Months earlier, Hall charges he had been publicly berated by a staff sergeant for not agreeing to join in a Thanksgiving Day prayer. On September the 17th, a soldier in the Military Religious Freedom Foundation filed a suit against Army Major Freddie Wellborn and U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates, charging violations of Hall's constitutional rights, including being forced to submit to a religious test to qualify as a soldier. And the MRFF plans more lawsuits in the coming weeks, says Mikey Weinstein, who founded the Military Watchdog Group back in 2005, and we've had Mr. Weinstein on before, and it's a pleasure to welcome him back again. And, Michael, good morning, and welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and please, Jay, call me Mikey.
Okay. What is it about these folks, like this guy Freddie Wellborn, Army Major Freddie Wellborn and others, that they feel compelled, that they're so offended and that they're so set back by the idea that there may be people in the armed forces who have a differing point of view on religion than they do?
Well, it's a very, very good question. Basically, you have to realize that, you know, I'm on your show today, as I've said before, as a man at war. Myself and the legions that I'm honored and privileged to lead are not at war with Christianity or even evangelical Christianity, as we have many evangelical Christians that support us. We are at war with a small subset, Jay, of evangelical Christianity that has a long, long name, premillennial, dispensational, reconstructionist, evangelical fundamentalist Christians, or if you will, just dominionist or fundamentalist Christians, about 12.6% of America. And you have to get into their mindset. They have four particular stenches about them. And why does this matter? It matters because I don't care what their beliefs are. I would bleed out and give my last drop of blood and my last breath to support their right to believe this. The reason why it's relevant, what I'm about to tell you, is because they're trying to make their particular weaponized gospel of Jesus Christ biblical worldview the de facto American military and civilian foreign and domestic policy. That's why it's relevant. They are extremely virulently homophobic. They are virulently misogynistic. I mean, they believe that women should be consigned to basically selecting food, preparing food, serving food, cleaning up after meals, spreading their legs, getting pregnant, and having children. Thirdly, they're virulently anti-Semitic, anti-Islamic. And lastly, they believe about that is extremely important to subordinate what they view, Jay, as flawed man's law, the U.S. Constitution, which, by the way, they all took an oath, swore an oath, to preserve, protect, support, and defend, to subordinated to this weaponized gospel of Jesus Christ. They also believe six things, and this is exactly where Major Freddie Wellborn's mindset is. And then we just broke a massive story an hour ago, and I have a bunch of media to do today, and you'll be the first one that I'll tell you about as soon as I finish this. But they believe they'll recognize that there are 10,000 give or take world religions, but they believe, number one, that they have the only correct biblical worldview. Number two, everybody else's is false, including most of their Christian brothers and sisters. Thirdly, that the reward that they reap, Jay, for having the correct biblical worldview, and this is the mindset of Major Freddie Wellborn again, is that they get eternal life, and fourthly, that the penalty the rest of us get is that we will be facing infinite vengeance from their version of Jesus, and will be lit up like a Roman candle on the 4th of July, burning eternally in the fires of hell. Fifthly, they believe that they must use every fiber of their physiological, physical, spiritual, and sociological, psychological being to convert the rest of us to their biblical worldview. That is their mandate under Matthew 28:19, which they've used when Jesus said, go out and make disciples of all nations. And then sixthly, they believe, and they quote 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, where they state that, look, they're going to have to disassociate themselves from anyone that will not accept their biblical worldview eventually, because if anyone who doesn't, they can't be, well, the term they use is unequally yoked, which was the words that Paul used in that quotation. That from the New Testament, that the rest of us represent darkness and unrighteousness if we will not accept their biblical, you know, worldview or their entreaties to convert us to the same, and while they represent righteousness and the light. So that's in their mind. They view that the Constitution is just man's law. It needs to be subordinated to this overarching desire to convert the rest of the world. It's as simple as that, Jay. I know, it's not fun, but...
what's the difference between that and Al-Qaeda?
No, and this is my point. They don't like it when I say this, but I'm going to say it again. They are the Christian Taliban. Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, the insurrectionists, the jihadists, Hamas, Hezbollah, the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades, Islamic Jihad, they're all trying to establish, turn the world, you know, from what, you know, into this concept of Wahhabist Islamic Sharia law. There is no difference between that. That's our point, between that and what, dominionist Christians are trying to do by imposing their biblical worldview of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've had nearly 6,000 active duty members of the United States Marines, Army, Navy, and Air Force, and veterans coming to our foundation. And again, for your listeners, just go to the website, put on your seatbelt. We have a great website. See what it is, www.militaryreligiousfreedom.org, we're a nonprofit charity. And of the nearly 6,000 members of the military that have come to us as tormentees, 96% are Christians. Three-fourths of that group are traditional Protestants, like, you know, Presbyterians, Lutherans, Episcopalians, Methodists. We even get Assemblies of God, Church of Christ, and Southern Baptists, Mormons. One-fourth of that 96%, Jay, are Roman Catholic. And about 4.5% are the typical minority faiths, the Islamic, Jewish, Hindu, Buddhist, Wiccan, atheist, or agnostic. But basically, this is dominionist, fundamentalist Christians, and just south of you there in the Protestant Vatican of Colorado Springs, we have over 100 of this nation's largest, you know, evangelical fundamentalist organizations that for some reason, like moths to a flame, are attractive there. But it's basically fundamentalist Christians praying, P-R-A-Y and P-R-E-Y, on non-fundamentalist Christians, brothers and sisters of theirs, telling them, you know what, you guys may have thought that you're Christian enough. Actually, you're not. And as a result, you will be burning eternally in the fires of hell, along with the Jews.
Wow. 8:14, 14 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mikey Weinstein on the line with us. He is one of the founders and members of MRFF. You can go to their website, militaryreligiousfreedom.org, and check this out. How many do you think are in the military that are members of this hardcore organization?
You know, it doesn't take a lot. You know, we just filed a suit 3 weeks ago in federal court in Kansas City against the Pentagon and against Major Freddie Wellborn, the Secretary of Defense, arguing that we are going to show this pernicious and pervasive pattern and practice of rape of the Constitution. It is pervasive. It seems to vary between about 28% and 42%. There are some folks that can be in organizations that are oblivious to it, but if you ask the average American, Jay, to tell you the Danish line of royalty, we're not going to know because that's not something that's important over here. Let me assure you that if this is particularly wretched, given the fact, as you so correctly pointed out a couple of minutes ago, you know, we're already fighting a fundamentalist version of religion. You know, our founding fathers were assiduously careful to separate church and state. That doesn't mean that we are trying to eliminate religion at all. I mean, we have thousands of chaplains and thousands of churches my wife and I got married in the largest university cathedral in the world, which is at the U.S. Air Force Academy. Our youngest son just graduated there in May, and he's the sixth member of my family, including myself, to go there. In my immediate family, we have over 128 years of combined active duty military service in every major combat engagement the country's been in, from World War I to this current so-called global war on terror. My nephew, a Marine infantryman, is heading back to Iraq for his second tour in 2 months. We have three consecutive generations of military academy graduates. I'm a registered Republican. You know, I know the religious right would love it if I could be viewed as a tree-hugging, bleeding heart, Chardonnay-sipping Northern California liberal Democrat. Not that there'd be anything wrong with that, but I'm not.
Right.
You know, and what's happened is the people that are listening, to the show this morning, to Progressive Talk, you know, please, I know it's a Monday, I know it's October, we're about one Tiger Woods 2-inch putt away from turning this country into the United Fundamentalist Christian States of America. Wake up, stop pulling lint out of your belly button, and do something. The best thing you can do is to go to our website and see everything that's happening. I just did a big interview with Dan Rather last week where this blew out, and we just released through a news story the fact that we have now found a massive alliance between military ministries and military missions networks, two fundamentalist Christian organizations that have been their missions are basically, by their own words, are to create government-paid missionaries by getting into our military bases and indoctrinating, with the help of the highest levels of the military, our sailors, soldiers, Marines, and airmen. And we have the proof. We've got it. It's out now, and keep watching.
Boy, this is so anti-American. It's so counter for everything that we stand for.
You know, you're so right. When Alexander de Tocqueville, the famous French, historian, came to this country and traveled around and wrote his internationally renowned journals about America 50 years after this country started back in 1776, he was astounded at the flourishing amount of religion in different denominations. And, Jay, you know, he attributed that to one thing, the fact that in this country we have a constitution that mandates separation of metaphysical and physical, spiritual, and temporal church and state, which he said, you know, we don't have that in France, just like they didn't have it in England. It's all state-sponsored. And whenever you have, our founding fathers looked at Europe and they saw that most of the tyrannies there had occurred when men of the cloth, Jay, had been men in political power. They looked at Cromwell in England. They looked at the Salem witch trials. They said, it's not going to happen here. And it wasn't just the First Amendment that there were the fundamentalist Christians, the separation of church and state.
Oh, yeah, but they always...
It's a myth.
Yeah, they rant and rave that it's not true.
In fact, George Bush's state, the GOP, the Republican Party in Texas since 1999, has had an official plank in their official platform to, quote, dispel the myth of separation of church and state. But that doesn't get rid. That even if you give them that, which is, of course, crazy, it's Clause 3, Article 6 of the body of the Constitution, where our founding framers put in there, we will never have a religion test for any position in the federal government. And yet, where was America on Tuesday, July 12, 2005, when on the front page of the newspaper, most hated and despised and reviled by the Pentagon, the New York Times, the number two ranking general among the thousands in the chaplain's corps, in the U.S. Air Force, Brigadier General Cecil R. Richardson, made the unbelievable statement that it was now the Air Force's official policy to, quote, reserve its right to evangelize anyone it determined to be unchurched. Not Judaize or Islamicize or atheize. Evangelize. And that's why, I'm, I have a book that is out called With God on Our Side, One Man's War Against an Evangelical Coup in America's Military. It's at Amazon. It's about to go into paperback. You can get it on the website if you want to see what's happening. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, please wake up. You know, I know today is October 8th, 2007. A strong case can be made that it's really October 8th, 1937.
See, it is. It's scary. And there's no way. I mean, I've argued with some of these folks. There's no way to stop them. I mean, they will not accept anything logical, historically based, of any way, shape, or form.
Well, see, the problem is that they'll quote John, 20:29. Well, they'll sit there and say, blessed is he who has not seen and hath believed. You know, they pick and choose certain aspects of the New Testament and Old Testament to create this biblical worldview, which is a far-right fringe of basic, you know, Christianity, for that matter, even Judaism. Their belief is that it's very simple, it's very black and white. If you can't get it, we'll keep trying, but at some point we're going to have to disassociate from you. Now, here's two numbers for your listening audience. We have 737 U.S. military installations that are now scattered around the world as we garrison the planet in 132 countries, Jay. And it's really closer to 1,000. The Pentagon knows it's really closer to 1,000. On every one of them now, we have a fundamentalist dominionist organization called the Officers Christian Fellowship. And for the enlisted folks, it's called the Christian Military Fellowship. They have a tripartite or three-level goal, and they view these goals as much, much more critically important than the oaths. Remember, they all swore an oath to protect and preserve the Constitution of the United States. The first goal, I can't make this stuff up, they're unabashed about it, it's right on their website, is they want to see, quote, a spiritually transformed U.S. military. Goal number two, with ambassadors for Christ in uniform, which parenthetically hasn't worked out too well for the world the last 2,000 years.
No.
Lastly, empowered by the Holy Spirit. And they control our nuclear weapons. They are completely obsessed with what's called eschatology, or the end times. They do not want peace in the Middle East. They want to do whatever they can to act as an accelerant and a lubricant to bring Jesus back, which means they have to walk into like an Old West saloon, and there's two cowboys at the bar. They whisper in the ear of the cowboy on the right side, hey, the cowboy, some insult that supposedly came from the cowboy on the left, and they do the same thing to the cowboy on the left side. They want to start this big bar fight, because that will bring about the Battle of Armageddon, the end days, and, you know, hallelujah, they will be raptured into the sky without their clothes on to meet Jesus. The rest of us will be hip-deep in blood, and hallelujah.
If they swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States, and then they're in the military and they're proselytizing and they're breaking the Constitution of the United States, couldn't you make a case to kick them out?
No, I think you can go much further. I think it's treason. Let's call it what it is. I mean, Ann Coulter can call the rest of us, you know, guilty of treason if we decide that we don't want to conquer every foreign country, depose their leadership, and convert them to Christianity with their own words. But my point, if you violate the Constitution of the United States, it is at least sedition and probably treason. And, let's take a look at what is happening here. I mean, the U.S. Constitution isn't just a piece of paper, as it's been called by George W. Bush. You know, it is the first time in the history of our species on this planet Earth that a nation-state prepared and put together and passed and created a governing document that did not, Jay, repeat, did not invoke the name of a particular deity. Are we a Christian country? We are. Are we an agnostic and atheist country and Jewish and Muslim country? We are. We are. We are everybody. And that's why the New York Times had an editorial yesterday saying that a nation of Christians is not a Christian nation, with apologies to that that sad person, John McCain, making the statements that he made a couple of weeks
ago. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was absolutely... Well, he's pandering to try to get elected. That's basically what he's doing. Okay. I don't know if he really believes that.
I think it's political prostitution, and he should know better. But it's just when we start deciding that this is, you know, that there's only when you make sport of and you persecute members of the military and tell them that they lack integrity and character and their immortal souls are worthless because of their religious faith, whatever that may be. Remember, most of the 96% of these people being tormented are Christians themselves. It is like telling somebody they're stupid because of the color of their skin. There's no difference.
All right, the big news today is?
The big news today is that we've just released information showing two major, it's showing an incredible, if you will, conspiracy between parachurch organizations, large mega evangelical churches, and the highest levels of the military, specifically military missions and the military, these are the two organizations, military ministries and military missions network, being incredibly well associated with the highest levels of the military, specifically targeting and stating in their handbooks to go after cadets, midshipmen, junior enlisted when they're going through basic training. They're under a lot of stress. They're very vulnerable, and that's the best time to try to reach out and snatch them away for Jesus Christ. You have to see, you'll see the story probably very within a couple of hours on the Associated Press. Right now it's at www.truthout.org. We broke it about an hour and a half ago.
All right, and is will details of the story be on your website as well?
Oh, absolutely, they will be. And www.militaryreligiousfreedom.org. We're a nonprofit charity. The dark side is insanely well financed. You know, we're at the end of the year. We're a full tax deduction. If you want to help, do not say you want to write letters and phone calls. Those are nothing more than weed whackers. They're useless against these people. And this goes directly right to the West Wing, where the commander in chief, that very suboptimal person, currently resides. And, consider making a donation to help us fight.
All right. Mickey, good to have you on. I hope you'll...
Mikey, actually.
Mikey, I know. I always keep doing that.
It's okay.
Or I want to call you Michael, which I know you don't like. Mikey, good to have you on, and I hope you'll keep us in the loop on this, and I'd like to have you back at another time to explore this more and to talk more about it. Particularly, I want to keep track of what goes on with this lawsuit against Mr. Wellborn. So it's good to have you on. Thank you for coming on, and I know we're going to talk again soon.
My pleasure. Just stay in touch with my publicist, and we'll do it.
You got it. Thank you, my friend.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. So if you want to find out more about this, militaryreligiousfreedom.org, and that is a... You know, that's a frightening scenario for these folks. Why can't they? Well, they can't. 8:25, 25 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And we got Diana to get. Congresswoman. It goes without saying that prevention is one of the most important tools that you or I or anybody can use to ensure good health and longevity. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Did you know that 50% of heart attacks occur in people with no prior symptoms? For 150,000 Americans each year, the first symptom of heart disease is sudden death. At Front Range Preventive Imaging, they have a number of resources that can help you or someone you love get the early detection needed to prevent future health issues. From heart and lung scans to virtual colonoscopies and full body scans, Front Range Preventive Imaging can help you live longer with their early detection tools. Now, to learn more about this, set up an appointment at 303-443-SCAN. Let me give you the number again because this is important. 303-443-SCAN, or visit them online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. I'm going to give you the number one more time just to make sure you get it. 303-443-SCAN, and tell them J. Martin.
For archiving, his client correspondence were mandated. Now he's facing an audit. Artie's scared. Fines, loss of contracts, sanctions, and more await him. This is Steve. Steve's a financial planner, too, but he uses email archiving and compliance from Smarsh.com. Steve's on the golf course, knowing that Smarsh.com's got his back. Steve's confident and compliant. Get compliant with Smarsh.com. That's Smarsh.com.
8:27, 27 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The Federal Reserve cut short-term interest rates for the first time in 4 years, and the Mortgage Store is right here to help you. If you're a homeowner, here comes the Mortgage Store once again with another great rate for you to take advantage of. 5.75% on a 30-year fixed rate. You heard it right. The Mortgage Store is offering for a limited time only 5.75% on a 30-year fixed rate with a 6.0 APR. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171. If you act quickly and you call now, you can defer your next two house payments. So you have an adjustable rate mortgage coming due, your house payment is going to go up maybe by hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month or more. So take advantage of this special 5.75% 30-year fixed rate mortgage offered by the Mortgage Store, and only by the Mortgage Store. 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open evenings until 8, and Saturday, too. It's fast, it's easy, and it may be tax-deductible, and at only 5.75% on a 30-year fixed mortgage, they guarantee to save you money. Call the experts at the Mortgage Store. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 423-7171. The Mortgage Store, they are the guaranteed pros.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on Earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-53-GO-NOW. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-53-GO-NOW for all the exciting details. That's 866-53-GO-NOW. Call now.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:29, 29 minutes after 8. Patchy frost this morning. High today, though, is going to be 70, so it's going to cool down a little bit. Tomorrow will be a little bit warmer with a high of 77, and on Wednesday it'll get even higher yet with a high of 78. And then on Thursday, a high of 75, and on Friday, 76. So that's good weather to get out and play golf, isn't it? You can go out there
it
and
is.
Spank Whitey?
Yeah. It should be nice this weekend, but I'm going to be up in Loveland seeing widespread panic.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So you won't be playing any golf? Well, others,
not this weekend, no.
No. So others can get out there and play a little golf. We got Congresswoman Diana DeGette from the 1st Congressional District coming up here in a few moments. We'll talk to her about S-CHIP. I know we've been talking about S-CHIP a lot, but to me it's one of those things, children's health care. How in the world can you let children's health care go? I don't know how anybody can, in any way, shape, or form, think that this is a really great idea. So we'll talk to the Congresswoman about it. It's coming up at 8:31, 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's get traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We do still have some debris and damage to the guardrail westbound C-470 right around I-70. Looks like the vehicle that was involved in that crash drove away, but just watch out as you drive through there. Also, westbound I-70 still had that multiple vehicle crash stacking up traffic between Chambers and Havana. Otherwise, we're looking a little bit better around the metro, although northbound 225 is very sluggish now from Parker toward Iliff. Pretty much the same thing if you're on eastbound C-470 coming through Highlands Ranch. Weather outlook today, it's going to be a nice day. Sunny, mild, 69. Right now we have a few clouds, 41 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Frontier Airlines presents How to Succeed in Business. When traveling on business, always fly Frontier.
From Russia with Love comes the 15th anniversary tour of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, playing the Paramount Theater December 15th. For limited time, purchase two or more tickets and receive $5 off each ticket. Go to DenverNutcracker.com for this special offer. Experience the magic of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker and celebrate the ultimate family holiday tradition. The Great Russian Nutcracker, December 15th at the Paramount Theater. Information at DenverNutcracker.com. Presented by the Salvation Army, doing the most good for kids, adults, and families in Colorado all year long.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Stargate Command, this is Atlantis.
Once the gate is open, the journey begins.
You're saying we should kill them?
People to kill you.
Stargate Atlantis. Check your local listings. And the mission continues on Sci-Fi.
Feel like taking a little trip to the Pegasus Galaxy?
With all new episodes.
No more touching strange things.
You're telling me.
Experience the adventure as it happens.
There's only one way to go, and that's up.
Stargate Atlantis. Watch it live. Fridays at 10, 9 central on Sci-Fi.
Looking to earn extra money with no selling involved? Make some quick cash now by delivering the new 2007-2008 Yellow Book to area homes and businesses. Right now, Yellow Book is looking for individuals, groups, schools, or church organizations to deliver Yellow Pages directories. Schedules are flexible, so don't wait. Call 1-800-373-3280 today. Learn more about how you can earn extra cash delivering Yellow Pages directories. That's 1-800-373-3280. Wherever you look, Yellow Book.
plans for more information. Get the most out of Medicare. Call 1-800-400-9913. 1-800-400-9913.
Do you think thermal wall siding is a luxury item? Think again. It's an absolute necessity. Thermal wall siding will cut your energy cost by 40%, and as a bonus, you'll never have to paint again. Call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL.
I don't understand why people are complaining about this real estate market. This is the best time to build wealth. Join me for the 10th annual Real Estate Investors Wealth Building Convention and discover opportunities in foreclosures, rentals, tax exchanges, and fix and flips. October 13th and 14th, sponsored by the Colorado Association of Real Estate Investors. Details at realestateconvention.com. That's realestateconvention.com or 888-58-REAL-ESTATE. 888-58-REAL-ESTATE. Real estate.
Does your computer act possessed? Call PC Answers today for convenient on-site service or drop your computer off at our new service center near downtown Littleton for a totally free diagnostic checkup.
Call 303-548-1414 or pc-answers.com.
Live, local, and progressive.
The J. Marvin Show
on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
70 degrees today. And some patchy frost this morning. Otherwise, it's going to be a nice day. AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. Our special guest is Representative Diana DeGette from Colorado's 1st Congressional District. And we're going to talk to her about SCHIP and about children's health care. And Congresswoman, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's always great being with you, Jay.
Oh, nice to have you on. Now, you were quoted last week, it was in the Rocky, I believe, you were quoted as saying that the fight for children's health care is on. And talk a little bit about what you intend to do and what Congress intends to do about the whole SCHIP thing. There's a couple of stories this morning in which the president is indicating that he may compromise.
Well, I mean, we've been begging the president to sit down and talk to us from day one. The SCHIP program is a very popular program that has insured the children of the working poor for 10 years. This was a program that the Clinton administration and the Republican-controlled Congress did together 10 years ago, and the Bush administration has been happily administering it. So, for example, when you hear the president saying, well, some of the kids' incomes go up to $80,000, that's very, very few kids, and they're in states like New York, and the White House was the one, the president's own administration gave those states the waivers to do it. So everything he's complaining about, he's been doing under the current program. So it's been a mystery to me why the president has opposed SCHIP. We're happy to now sit down and talk to him, but what we're not willing to do is compromise on putting fewer kids in SCHIP. We have 6 million right now who are enrolled in SCHIP, and we have 6 million more who are eligible for the program right now under the current standards. And frankly, I don't see how a country that's going to spend $150 billion on the war this year can't afford to insure those 6 million kids. That's sort of the bottom line. So we're happy to sit down and talk to them, and I guess what must have happened is a firestorm of criticism is making him now say he wants to compromise. And we're happy to talk, but, you know, don't forget the bill we sent the president is already a compromise. Well, we'll see where that goes.
Well, it always leads me to ask every elected official that I have, every congressional official that I have on this show, I always have to ask the question, with Americans overwhelmingly supporting this thing, where in the world is he coming from?
Well, this is what I'm saying. I have no clue where he's coming from, because this is a program his administration has supported since his election in 2000. And I guess there are some people who are saying we shouldn't have socialized medicine or this or that, But the SCHIP program is not. It is a program where states can insure kids, and it's a state-federal partnership, which the Republican Party has always liked. The states can set standards that are tailored to their states, and then they can insure kids who are the children of the working poor. these are the children of families where either the employer does not offer health insurance benefits or the monthly amount is too much for a family to pay. And of course, any parent knows that the very cheapest thing you can do is give a child well child checkups, dental checkups. It's not only the right thing to do, but it saves money. A couple of weeks ago, the president said, well, these kids do have health care. It's called the emergency.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what you make of that comment.
Well, I think it's ridiculous, and it doesn't show any knowledge of health care because, number one, you don't want parents sitting around saying, is my child's earache so bad that I'm going to take him to the emergency room? I mean, that's not humane for the child. But in addition, it is the very most expensive way you can provide health care to people. So it's bad for the kids, and it's bad for the budget.
Are we wired differently than, say, he is, or Marilyn Musgrave is, or Doug Lamborn is, or Tom Tancredo is, or people who believe or agree with his logic? Are we just wired differently, and we will never, ever, ever see the world the same? I mean, is there something wrong? I don't get any of it.
I think that the people who are running the Republican Party right now in this country, at essence, don't believe that the government has a role in providing health care and that market forces should work. Unfortunately, health care has become so expensive that you have a perfect storm developing, and the people who it hits the hardest are the working poor and the poor. Because to say to a family of four that makes $30,000, you should pay $400 or $500 a month for health insurance premiums is a complete lack of understanding of the reality of costs today. I think there's a huge consensus. It's 76% of Americans now say the government should provide, and the states, the federal government and the states, should provide health insurance for these kids. It's the right thing to do.
You know, the other thing is I hear them criticizing it, but I don't see them coming up with much alternatives on their own.
What they say is, well, just go out and buy insurance. Or the president has also proposed a tax credit. But again, if you have a family that's not paying a lot of income taxes, it's hard to see how a tax credit's going to help them be able to pay for insurance. And I think that's just a fundamental lack of understanding of how millions of families, the working poor in this country, are living.
It's mind-blowing that these folks are so removed.
Well, I've spent many hours thinking about this over the years, and I just don't think they understand how these families live.
Well, you know, that's scary. 42 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Congresswoman Diana DeGette from Colorado's 1st Congressional District on the line with us. You can go to house.gov/DeGette. They don't understand how working class and poor people live. They don't get it. But I never thought that I would ever see the day where the leadership of the country or the president of the United States would give us an answer to health care problems, go to the emergency room, and would contemplate the idea of denying kids health care. I mean, I don't understand how you can make any kind of a humanitarian argument to take that position.
Well, I don't understand that either, and neither do the vast majority of Americans, which is why I think the president's now suddenly saying he wants to talk to us. So that's great. I mean, I hope he does talk to us. One thing we do need to make sure is that we don't give incentives to make people drop their private insurance that their employers are paying for that they can afford. And so that might be one thing we could talk to the president about. I don't think there's a lot of that happening in the S-CHIP program, but if employers are providing health insurance for their workers, then they shouldn't be encouraged to drop that insurance so that people enroll in S-CHIP. So maybe that's an area we could talk to the president about. I really don't know what he has in mind.
I don't think there's a lot of that going on. I don't think people...
No, not with that. There's not a lot of that going on with that income level because so few of those folks get health insurance from their employers anyway.
Right, exactly. And most people, I don't think, you know, they wouldn't opt to do that, although I have to say that somewhere in this whole healthcare debate, something's going to have to give here one of these days. I mean, even for us and for everybody else, I mean, we were just informed. I mean, our costs are going up again that we have
right.
to pay.
Well, that's a longer-term question. Maybe the topic for another phone interview is we really do need to have some kind of healthcare system in this country that everybody can afford. And all of the major Democratic presidential candidates have plans, and they all have good points about them. So I think this is a debate you're really going to be seeing in earnest in the next 4 years in this country.
Well, I certainly hope so. All right, one last quick question. Where are we on Iraq at this particular time?
Well, we've heard the president's going to come to us with a request for $150 billion more dollars for this year. I think that he will be hard-pressed to get that money without some kind of benchmarks or benchmarks or time frames. And I myself have decided I'm just not voting for any legislation where there are not clear benchmarks by which the Iraqi government has to meet and time frames within which they have to meet them. We have been trying every which way to get this message across to the White House, and maybe when the bill comes in for approval, maybe that'll get the White House's attention.
So if it comes up, you're simply just not going to vote?
No, I'm not going to vote for it.
Oh, so you would vote against it then?
Yeah. Last week we had a bill up, and this was some kind of attempted compromise. And what this said was that every few months the Pentagon has to give us a report. And I said, well, that's what good is that going to do? Even that, you know, they could give us a report saying the surge is still working. And so I voted against it because I didn't think it had any teeth. And that's my position. I don't understand what it is about the majority of American people that the president doesn't understand about the war.
I think you just asked the million-dollar question. I think you asked the million-dollar question not only on Iraq, but I think you asked the million-dollar question on almost everything. Congresswoman, thank you so much for taking time out to be on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Oh, it's always great talking to you, Jay, and I'm sure I'll talk to you soon.
I hope so. Take care now.
Bye.
All right. There's Congresswoman Dinah DeGette from Colorado's 1st Congressional District. And, well, she's not voting for anything, any funding that has anything to do with Iraq, she says. And she'll vote no against it unless it has timetables and other things. And we also talked to her about children's health care. All right. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we're going to talk about chicken hawks. I don't want to say this is one of my all-time favorite subjects, but it's something I've puzzled on over and over and over and over and over again. And we're going to talk to Brandon Friedman, who wrote on the Daily Kos earlier this week. Someone on the Republican side of the aisle put out the word, the best way to discredit combat veterans who disagree with the president's policies is to insinuate or directly say that they are being used by the nefarious left, that they are being fed information that they can't think for themselves. The idea is to suggest that common soldiers couldn't possibly formulate the complex, nuanced, and knowledgeable opinions on military and foreign policies needed to compete on the national scene, at least not to the extent that Beltway sophisticates can, and hypocritical draft dodgers like Rush Limbaugh. And we're going to talk more about that coming up. 8:47, 47 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Watch out for a couple of wrecks if you're off the highway. Westbound Evans at I-25 and a two-vehicle crash at Colfax and Osage. Other than that, I'm looking a lot better around the metro. We're seeing some recovery. Westbound I-70 is still stop and go, though, between Chambers and Havana from a crash. We had westbound C-470 affected by some debris there right at I-70, so be careful of that. Eastbound 6th Avenue slowing between Sheridan and I-25. Again, that earlier wreck is gone. Weather outlook today, it's going to be a sunny, mild day. We'll get a high of 69. Looks like cooler tonight, low of 40, and right now, few clouds, 41 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Frontier Airlines presents How to Succeed in Business. When traveling on business, always fly Frontier.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, poof, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting's great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less, less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy, no complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
Get out of the rat race and live the life you want to live. Rich Dad Education Training can be a starting point for anyone looking to build wealth and answer the key question, why savers are losers. Rich Dad Education will explode the myth that getting a good job with benefits is the key to wealth and reveal why you're never too old or too young to raise your financial IQ. This totally free Rich Dad Education Training is available only October 8th through 10th, and space is limited. Call to reserve your place now. Call toll-free 800-595-0391. That's 800-595-0391. Or register online at richdadeducation.com.
8:50, 50 minutes away from the top of the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk with Jay Marvin. Hey, it's not too early to start thinking about winter driving conditions, and Green Diamond Tires is absolutely going to blow your mind. Check this out. Listen carefully. Green Diamond Tires are a revolutionary new tire with thousands of carbide bits built in to the treads. In adverse driving conditions, these tiny diamonds bite into the road, giving you more control and confidence. And whether you're driving on ice, in snow, or even in clear conditions, these tires create safety for all seasons. Learn about these revolutionary new tires and find a Green Diamond Tire retailer near you at greendiamondtires.com. These tires are absolutely, absolutely the most amazing tires that you will ever see. And here's the other thing. They're environmentally friendly. They're environmentally friendly like you wouldn't believe. Why? Because through new technology, they are able to take tires and, you know, I can't even describe this to you. I mean, I can't even really get it right. They recycle them. So what it does is it saves putting old tires into landfills. And here's something else, and I know you're going to dig this. It saves using oil. It saves using oil. How can you beat that combination? I don't think there's any way that you can do it. I really don't. 3 to 7 gallons of oil are saved for a typical passenger vehicle tire. How about that? And you're not putting these into landfills. And these tires are just amazing. So here's the thing. You got to find out about them because they're green, they're friendly, hence the name Green Diamond Tires. And you can find out about a retailer near you by going to greendiamondtires.com.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well. Call 1-877-99-THERMAL. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Eric Burton, don't let me be misunderstood. Daryl Luby hears this. He thinks he's 15 again. Oh, no, wait a minute. That was Bing Crosby when he was 15. 8:53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, High Today 70. We're chasing Eric Burton, by the way, for an interview, too. Want to get him on and talk to him. He was the best. Listen to that. Listen to that voice. So cool. How can you beat it? By the way, I was talking here a few minutes ago about Green Diamond Tires. You know, see, there are things that you can do, and little things amount to big things. And the idea behind Green Diamond Tires, that, and I'm giving them kind of a free plug here, but I don't mind that. The idea that you can save this amount of oil and also keep tires out of landfills does a lot for the environment and does a lot for the world in which we live in. So it's these little things that you can get out there and do that make a difference, like the old lights in the house. And the fluorescence, and also checking out Green Diamond. And they're great tires. They're revolutionary tires. Once you see them, and once you try them, the word I hear is you'll never go back. And I just can't wait to try them myself. So go to greendiamondtire.com. I'm really enthusiastic about this program. I wish the radio station would do is I wish the radio station would figure out a way to get a set of these babies so we could give them away on the air. And no, John, you can't win. if I were giving those away, you couldn't win. That would be illegal. But I would love to get a set to give away. So we should talk to somebody about that. Like, get us a Green Diamond Tire test person, and then have them report back to us over the winter.
I'll test them out. I hear they're real good.
They are, and they're green too, which is great. All right, 8:55, 55 minutes away from the top of the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's some email from am760.net. This is from Diane. I have a comment for Steve. He says he has a small bit of Indian in him and does not understand what Indians are so upset about. Well, my friend, maybe they're upset about people being murdered and raped by the thousands. What a stupid comment to make. I cannot believe I heard it on this station. And as for Italian Pride Day goes, that is not what this day is about. So let's give that one a rest as well. And one more thing, my kids went to school today. Well, yeah, Diane, okay, number one, Steve is not Steve. So if you can't get your comments, you can't get the name right, I don't think you should really, like, be emailing in and calling other people stupid. That was John Turk that made that comment. That's number one. And then number two, there are a lot of kids who don't go to school today because of Christopher Columbus Day. And what do you mean you can't believe that you heard this on this radio station? What is this supposed to be like? We're only supposed to have, like, certain comments on this station and not others? People are free to say what they want to say. Here's Alan. My beef with the Columbus Day protesters is that if you believe Columbus to be a mass murderer, then fine. Have your own parade on a different street to protest the Columbus Day parade, but don't force the group to change their name from the Columbus Day Parade to the Italian Pride Parade. I'm tired of minority groups trying to dictate to the larger society what's morally correct or incorrect. If Glenn Morris wants to help Native Americans, then why doesn't he take his time and energy he puts into his protests and help them get educated and get healthy so they can get better jobs and lead happier lives? Moreover, I would like to see and be able to read the historical record that clearly proves that all these charges against Columbus. Have you seen it? Who kept track of this information back then? Yeah, I like the idea of a counter-demonstration. I like that idea. Well, here's the thing. Okay, if I'm downtown and I stumble on the Christopher Columbus Day parade and there are a bunch of people running around spilling fake blood and throwing doll parts and I have, like, my 7-year-old with me or something or my 8-year-old, how the hell, I mean, it's like, you know, come on, going out in society should not be, I mean, free speech is inconvenient, there's no question about it, but you also got to get into this whole thing about what sells your message properly. And does that sell your message? I don't think that it really does. I think people just look at you as being extreme and wacko, and they just pedal away from it. All right, coming up next, we'll talk about chicken hawks. What drives them, what motivates them, and about one man's observations of Brian McGow and Rush Limbaugh.
Join AM760 Progressive Talk and the Brewers Association for the 2007 Great American Beer Festival. October 11th through the 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To win tickets and for more information, visit am760.net.
I got a six-pack, got a six-stem roll.
You've probably heard something about the revolutionary home mortgage I've been talking about called My Bank, My Loan, My Way. The loan that eliminates interest, reduces monthly payments, and shortens your loan to as little as 5 years. This loan is changing the mortgage industry. It's a 30-year line of credit combined with a checking account. When you deposit money, any money into the account, it saves you interest on that amount for however long the money sits there. Use the checking account to pay ordinary household bills, and your mortgage interest goes down without changing your spending habits. Imagine, your payments go down every month. You become your own bank, and your mortgage remains liquid for up to 30 years. My Bank, My Loan, My Way. This loan is perfect for real estate investors, first-time home buyers, or refinancing. You take control. Be your own bank. Use the money for whatever you want, then put it back whenever you want. Find out more only at American Guarantee Mortgage, 866-259-8206, 866-259-8206.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. More unseasonable heat is in store for much of the eastern half of the country.
I don't like it. It's October. It's supposed to be cold, not hot and sweaty.
That woman's in St. Louis, where the high is forecast near 90 degrees. And high temperatures have been implicated in the deaths of two runners yesterday. In Chicago, a marathoner from Michigan died, and hundreds required medical treatment during a race. Organizers stopped because of the stifling heat. Some runners complained that organizers hadn't provided enough water. The New York City Marathon will be held in a month, and spokesman Richard Finn says in light of what happened in Chicago, officials will review their procedures.
We will certainly look again at all of our contingency plans, medical, fluid, everything else that we have already in place.
And a runner collapsed and died near the finish line of a 10-mile run in Virginia yesterday. Well, today, near record temperatures are expected in a big swath of the country. The investigation continues in Crandon, Wisconsin, into what caused an off-duty sheriff's deputy to shoot up a weekend party, killing six young people and critically wounding a seventh. 20-year-old Tyler Peterson was shot to death by a police sniper. Pastor Bill Farr of the Praise Chapel Community Church has been counseling his family.
They're not only grieving for a son that they've lost, but also in feeling guilt and sorrow for the other families because, you know, their son was the shooter.
There are reports Peterson was upset over the breakup with his girlfriend. A British coroner's panel is spending the day in Paris as it tries to make its own determination how Princess Diana and her boyfriend, Dodi Fayed, were killed 10 years ago. CBS News correspondent Sheila McVicker has more from the scene of the fatal car accident.
Under very strict security, the jury charged with investigating the causes of the deaths of Diana and Dodi will come here. They'll walk the length of the tunnel behind me, they'll drive the route, and they'll see the hospital where she was treated.
Fayed's father has long insisted the couple was murdered as part of a plot involving the royal family. A published report says the Consumer Product Safety Commission has fallen short of its mission to safeguard the American people, citing the case of Stand and Seal. It is a sealant that remained on store shelves for more than a year after reports of scores of people being sickened by the fumes.
Pretty sad that after they knew people got hurt and people died from it, that they couldn't get it off the shelves.
Zeeland, Michigan construction worker Andrew Lammer says he would have died from the fumes if he hadn't been rushed to the emergency room as quickly as he was. Two Americans and a Briton are sharing this year's Nobel Prize in Medicine for pioneering the technology to alter mice genes, opening the door to studying an array of human illnesses. The award this year has been given to Oliver Smithies, Sir Martin Evans, and Mario Capici.
We can precisely model any human disease. As we learn more how to manipulate and utilize this technology, we can make those models more and more sophisticated.
And checking Wall Street at this hour, right now the Dow is down 20 points and the NASDAQ up a fraction. This is CBS News.
Are you thinking about buying one of those inexpensive memory foam mattresses? Think again. Tempur-Pedic is the only mattress made from authentic Tempur material. The one that shapes and contours to your body, guaranteeing a restful, rejuvenating night's sleep. Those knockoffs don't even come close. Call Tempur-Pedic today at 1-800-805-3495, and they'll send you a free video, a sample of the proprietary Tempur material, and a 90-day trial certificate. You won't get that from those other guys. Tempur-Pedic is the real deal. Call 1-800-805-3495.
When you were a kid, wishing upon a star was a cute idea. But unless I'm completely in the dark here, you're not a kid anymore. Though you still got dreams, don't you? You got a plan to get them up and running, or are you just keeping your fingers crossed? Maybe it's time for a wake-up call.
Dream Plan Track from Ameriprise Financial. Financial planning redefined. Visit us at Ameriprise.com/dream.
Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Bob Schaefer may have served 9 years in the state legislature, 3 terms in Congress, and is currently a member of the State Board of Education, but like Rodney Dangerfield, he just can't get no respect. The GOP candidate for U.S. Senate is not viewed as a substantial threat by many Democrats who publicly say he's a serious challenger, but privately whisper the race is a shoe-in for Mark Udall. The Democrats' confidence stems from a 4-year role where they captured the State House, a Senate seat, and catapulted into the governor's mansion. Additionally, many Democrats view Udall as a top-notch candidate, whereas Schaefer's 2004 loss to Pete Coors has left some Republicans with a second banana taste in their mouth. Colorado's Democratic Senator Ken Salazar hearing from both sides on the Pinyon Canyon issue, those who think his bills on expanding the military training site went too far, and those who think they didn't go far enough. The Democrat and Republican counterpart Wayne Allard teaming up on a bill requiring the Army to study whether it really needs to nearly triple its training site in southeast Colorado. And Broncos coach Mike Shanahan says he doesn't know if he's ever been more embarrassed.
He had 3 turnovers, led to 17 points, and it's hard to come out ahead when you do that.
San Diego's 41-3 pounding at Denver was the Broncos' worst loss in more than 40 years. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, not much to worry about if you're still trying to make your way into work or school. Pretty late in the commute, and southbound I-25 is about the only slow pocket. 58 to Spear as usual. Westbound I-70, little sluggish from an earlier crash between Chambers and Havana. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, mostly sunny and mild. Expect a high of 90, a low.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial of Hydralyze today. Just call 1-800-513-2696.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call 1-800-513-2696. That's 1-800-513-2696.
Idea, and he raises an interesting point, I think, that a lot of us should have raised and didn't raise, which was the idea that if you're a vet and you're against what's going on, then, and when I say you're against what's going on, you're against the current policy in Iraq. If you're a vet, then you obviously don't know what you're talking about. You obviously are being used and blah, 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 and on and on. Brandon, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. Let's start from the beginning here on this. You heard Limbaugh, I guess, and you heard all of what went on with that, and your immediate reaction was?
Oh, I can't believe some of the things this guy is saying.
And
you know, he said the phony soldiers thing, which you know we all heard about, and then he went on the radio after we attacked him about it. We came out with this commercial. And he went on the radio and he compared Brian McGuff, the guy in the commercial, to a suicide bomber. And the crazy thing about that was that Brian had been wounded in Iraq by a car bomber. So it was a really, you know, stupid thing for Rush to say. But rather than just come out and apologize, he went on the attack, went on the offensive, and, you know, said all the things about how, you know, we don't know what we're talking about, and we're coming after him just because of he's influential and not because of the things he's saying.
All right. In your experience, you served as an infantry officer in the U.S. Army's 101st Airborne Division in Afghanistan and Iraq. You were awarded 2 Bronze Stars. In March 2002, you led a rifle platoon into Afghanistan's Shiakot Valley in order to engage Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters as part of Operation Anaconda. A year later, you commanded a heavy weapons platoon during the invasion of Iraq. You led the troops during combat operations in Hilal, Baghdad, and Tal Afar. So you went through all of this. What's your visceral gut reaction when you hear people who say the following things to you, that because of your belief that you were a phony soldier, that you're not capable of understanding what's going on here, and that you can't get the complex nuances of foreign policy? Because after all, Limbaugh said of Brian, he said that he had been pumped full of all of these lies, and you've had people say to you that you've been used. I mean, what's your reaction to all of this?
Well, normally, you know, when people would say stuff like this, I'd just kind of laugh it off. But you can't really laugh it off in this situation because the stakes are too high. You know, we're in such a bad position nationally that when people say this kind of stuff, it really carries a lot of weight. And it's really ridiculous. You know, there's really no excuse for it because what they're saying is baseless. You know, we're not being used by anybody. We do form our own opinions, and, you know, I've studied this stuff, I've lived this stuff, I know all about this stuff, and what these people are doing when they say these things that we're being used, you know, what we're talking about, it's a fallback position for them because they have no leg to stand on. You know, this is what they say when their argument no longer has merit. So it's pretty frustrating, but you got to keep going. You go out every day, and you try to combat people that say this stupid stuff.
Now, you yourself got challenged on MSNBC, correct?
Yeah, I did. Joe Watkins, who's an MSNBC political analyst and a Republican strategist, came out and told me he didn't say to my face, but in a debate, he told me that I was being used by the left, which was, couldn't be further from the truth. And, you know, this is a guy who has never served in the military, never been over to Iraq, and tells me that I'm being used.
Did you bring that up to him, that he had never served?
I brought that up later in a piece I wrote on the Internet. I did not say that at the time, though.
Okay, so you let that part go. But this idea that you're being used, like you're not smart enough to be able to figure out what in the world is going on, how does one guy who has a differing opinion than you do, how does he turn to you and say that with a straight face? I don't understand where that's coming from.
I don't know. I mean, I told some people when it happened that I have no idea what would possess him to say that because, you know, like, you said, I've been over there. I've served 2 tours in Afghanistan and Iraq. I've got a graduate degree in public policy. So the idea that I can't form my own opinions on this kind of stuff is ludicrous.
Or that somebody's, you know, using you. And it seems to me the only people that are using the troops are people like Joe Watkins and others who continuously hide behind the troops to make their argument. But really, you know, when you guys get back, I mean, they really just don't care about you.
Well, I tell you, if we've been used, if we as troops have been used by anybody in the last 5 years, it's the Republicans who've done the using. You know, they're the ones that have used us. The Bush administration has used us. You know, they used us to invade Iraq, which was, as we see now, ridiculous. It was totally baseless. There were no weapons of mass destruction. There was no connection to Al-Qaeda and 9/11. You know, we were used for that. So, you know, if we've been used by anybody, we've been used by the Bush administration.
And isn't it something that these folks can get away with making those accusations about you, and there's really not greater outrage? I mean, there was a lot of outrage, but not nearly enough. And it seems to me even their own followers would turn on them for these kind of comments.
Well, I guess you never know. You never know how people are going to react. There's a lot of news these days about Britney Spears and Lindsay Lohan, so, and O.J. Simpson, and these things are all, you know, they take up a lot of the media time, and there's not a lot we can do about that except to keep coming out and trying to inform people and tell people, you know, the things that are being said.
Are you guys trying to get Limbaugh to let you on the program to debate him? Are you trying to get that done, or has he just absolutely said no and that's the end of it? Or are you still on his case to let you do that?
I don't know if he's said absolutely no. I don't know if he said anything. We're trying to get on. John Soltz, the chairman of Vote Vets, has challenged him to have him on. Brian McGuff has challenged him publicly to have him on, and I've said it. But it's not just the three of us who have been in public. I've got people lined up, members of Vote Vets, who have called me or emailed me and said they'd be willing to go on. So I've got veterans lined up. They'd love to go on Rush's show and talk to him about this. But Rush is afraid to have us on. He doesn't want to have to debate, you know, a veteran of the war in Iraq who disagrees with him, because he knows that his argument doesn't stand up.
How about the rest of these conservative talkers that engage in all of this war posturing? Have you guys given any thought to offering yourselves on their shows to debate them on the same subject?
We would go anywhere. We have pretty much said, as members of Vote Vets, that we'll go on any shows to talk to anybody about this stuff. But we have nothing, to hide. We're not afraid to talk about it with anybody. So we would go on any conservative talk show host show. That's not really an issue for us. So.
Here's the thing that gets me. I've asked this question repeatedly on the air over and over again. Why is it that the people that seem to be the most vocal about military engagement are people like Rush Limbaugh, who don't have any idea what being in uniform is all about?
It's easier for them. I mean, it's easy for people to be vocal. It's harder to be vocal about going to war. It's harder to be more vociferous about advocating for war once you've done it. You're a little more restrained because you know the cost. People who've never done it have no qualms about... I mean, conscientious people understand the gravity behind it. But a lot of people, like Rush Limbaugh, don't seem to understand it. And it's because they've not had to participate in it. They've, you know... They don't really understand it, and so it's easy for them, so they can get loud about it.
It seems to me it takes a lot of bravado to pull that off. I mean, because I get people who challenge me, well, you know, were you in Vietnam? No, but I'm not advocating sending people to Iraq either.
Yeah, that's the thing. I get asked by conservatives, you know, why do I use the term chicken off? And it's not that I have anything against people who didn't serve in the military. That's not my issue at all. It's people who didn't serve in the military yet who vigorously advocate for war and that other people should go serve in war. And that's what drives me nuts, because I don't think that's really appropriate.
Yeah, that and the idea that they can turn around and say to you that you don't understand, that you're being used, that you don't get it. Who are they to pass those kinds of judgments? Because your opinions differ from theirs. I mean, I'd love to ask Joe Watkins, like for instance. I mean, how do you get on MSNBC and pull that off? How do you make that kind of a statement?
Yeah. I don't know if he'd make that statement again.
You know, what makes you an eminent qualified authority to make that statement and turn around and say to somebody else, like to you?
Well, I mean, it's very clear Joe thinks he's smarter than me. I mean, that's at the base of a comment like that. He thinks he is superior to me in some form or fashion when you say that. When he just, you know, discounts me completely and says, oh, you're just being used, You don't know what you're talking about, little guy. you know, and it's there.
Well, they always pull that off like they're the daddy and you're the child.
Right.
Like, look, son, let me explain it to you.
Right, but this is a guy who is who has no foreign policy experience. He doesn't have a relevant graduate degree, you know, in foreign policy or military issues. He you know never served in the military, so he doesn't you know he's not as qualified to speak on the subject as I am. But he knows that, so he falls back on the well. You're not qualified. You know, you're being used.
Yeah.
And you're a tool of the left. You know, it's just a tactic.
Yeah, they've been using that rhetoric forever and a day too. And you'd hope that one of these days people would start to see through it and they get tagged for it. And guys like you coming forward and raising the question about all these folks helps in that process. Brandon, thank you so much for being on the show. And also, I want to remind people about your book, The War I Always Wanted, The Illusion of Glory and the Reality of War, which was released in August. And you can read more about what Brandon does. He's the editor-in-chief of the blog Vote Vets. And Brandon, thanks, man. Thanks for your service to the country. And more, you know what? More than that, thanks for your service to the country, both in Iraq and Afghanistan, but thank you to your service for the country for what you're writing about and what you're speaking out about.
Well, I appreciate it, and thanks for having me on. I'd be glad to come back anytime.
You know what? Door's always open. Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate it. All right. 9:19, 19 minutes after 9. I don't know. If you want to take off on that and talk about it, that's okay with me. If you want to go into something else, that's all right, too, because we're into the open phones portion of the program at 303-713-7600. That always amazes me when people come across to you as like, well, I'm the daddy and you're the child, and let daddy explain to you about what it's about. I mean, that's just ridiculous, and it's just counterproductive to get into all to get into that. But these folks have been using this forever and a day. And the thing that really gets me is they always try to throw it back on us and claim that we're doing it when they've been, as I said, and I've said on this program a million times, that they've been using this and they've been throwing it around. Well, they've been doing it since the McCarthy era. They've been involved in this. And it's really sad that most people don't know much about the McCarthy era or the Blacklist era. 9:20, it's 20 minutes after 9. Anything you want to talk about on this Monday, 303-713-7600. And you know what will happen if you don't. I mean, we'll just have to go to MacArthur's Park because I'll just have to punish you. And you can change channels, but that won't escape. You'll know that it's still going on over here, and you'll want to check back and see. So you might as well just do the easy thing. Get off your half-moons, get involved. Open phones means that if there's something bothering you, whether it's Columbus Day or something we talked about earlier in the show, or you want to go off on some new avenue, you can do that, and you can do it simply by just calling up. That's it. And just getting on at 303-713-7600.
For a tire you can trust for years and years, meet the new Uniroyal Tiger Paw AWP2 tire. It'll give you 70,000 miles, guaranteed. Plus, from October 1st to 31st, it comes with a $30 Uniroyal Visa debit card when you purchase a set of four new AWP2 tires. Use the debit card when it comes time to service your vehicle or to perform upgrades. To find a dealer near you and for further details, visit uniroyal.com. Offer available at participating dealers. Card program is issued by the Private Bank and Trust Company pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated.
Hi, Leo Laporte here, the tech guy. You know, you can't always meet with clients and colleagues in person. And conference calls alone, they just don't cut the mustard. Online meetings, that's the way to go. That's the modern way. And I use GoToMeeting.com. Let me tell you, GoToMeeting's great. It's the easiest, most affordable way to hold online meetings. With GoToMeeting, see, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. So it's just like meeting in person, but costs less, less time-consuming. I use GoToMeeting for presentations. You can use it for training, for product demos, collaboration. With GoToMeeting, it's, you know, their setup is easy, no complicated logins. You just one click and you begin a meeting. Plus, you can have unlimited meetings for one low flat monthly rate. I mean, this thing's great. Don't take my word for it, though. Try it free for the next 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Click the web banner on your radio player now or visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the orange Try It Free button. The promo code for this is Web Radio. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code WebRadio, or click the web banner right now. GoToMeeting. It's changing the way we do business.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-440-7199. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-440-7199. That's 1-800-440-7199.
It's fast, it's easy, and it may be tax-deductible. And at only 5.75% on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, they guarantee to save you money. Call the experts at the Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, the Mortgage Store. They are the guaranteed pros.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 1-877-99-THERMAL. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. Solar Band 60 windows will be installed in some test homes as well. Call 1-877-99-THERMAL. Open 24 hours. Some fees do apply.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
After the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hi, today 70. Good to have you along. It's open phones. 303-713-7600. Anything that you want to talk about? There was no calls, which means I get to just babble on as much as I want. See this morning in the Rocky Mountain News, Tancredo, amendment is urgent. A gay rights activist briefly interrupted Tom Tancredo's news conference on the steps of the Iowa State House on Friday, questioning his call for a constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage. What is the hang-up with this deal? Other than I guess they think it appeals to voters. Tancredo shrugged it off and finished his remarks, saying there is a new urgency to amend the U.S. Constitution because of an Iowa judge's recent decision that temporarily clears the way for gay marriage in the state. Oh, my God. Humanity is threatened by gay marriage. Oh, so we need a constitutional amendment to fix this. I'm stupid. Does anybody care? Here's something somebody said to me over the weekend. Burma, which is now Myanmar, all of those monks out in the streets, all of those people out in the streets, thousands in detention centers, all of this going on, somebody said to me, gee, wouldn't it be nice if people in the United States felt as badly about their country as these monks felt about Myanmar's military leadership in the country, and that if we all took to the streets, I'm jealous. And I've talked about this before with people, that we have these images of 1968 and 1967 being the good old days, and now, boom, we want to see that kind of stuff again, and it's nowhere to be found. Because it's a lot harder now to keep your head above water than it was back then. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Or maybe people are just so disillusioned that calls to action just go unheeded. Here's Joe in Denver. Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, hello. Hey, down there.
Okay.
Now, I called earlier. Am I on the station now? Am I on the radio?
You don't know what radio station you're on?
No, I called earlier.
No, that's okay. I don't know what phone I'm talking to. Let's go to Ashley in Lakewood. Ashley, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Just fine.
I just called in because I'd just like to make a comment about this whole Christopher Columbus thing.
Sure.
I'm Italian-American, and I just feel like we are being persecuted for something that happened 400 years ago. And it's like the one day that we have, you know, we get to have pride and parades and stuff like that. And really, I believe I was talking to John earlier, and there was a gentleman, he said, didn't get on, and had said something about, well, they might as well go and protest the National Western Stock Show because cowboys killed Indians as well. I just kind of think that even if we change the name, I don't think that that would be good enough because there would still be the connotation there. And, I mean, historically, there was another woman I was listening to this morning, and she is correct. Columbus never touched North America. He never came anywhere near North America. And if they want to protest something, maybe they should go down to the Spanish embassy and protest them because it was really the Spaniards that started it all. And I think it's just gone too far. I mean, when you throw dismembered baby dolls and blood on people, just disgusting.
Yeah, you don't win anything there. I mean, that just that immediately takes anybody who might want to hear what you have to say, and boom, you're off in, they're off in the other direction.
Yeah, I mean that would have totally turned me off. I mean, I don't even take my son down there because it's, to me, I don't want him to see that sort of thing.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
I want him to have pride in the culture that he comes from, and I teach him about his culture every day. Just because my great-grandparents immigrated over here does not mean that we left our culture at the door. But I don't want him to see something like that. I mean, people take their kids down there. Would they like it if we did something like that to them?
No, I don't think so, and I think you're absolutely correct in what you're saying. There's got to be some decent way to settle this whole thing, but it's like, I think it's a good question. I mean, if something happened 4,000 years ago, what responsibility do you play in it being in the United States in 2007? It's not like the question of civil rights and discrimination, because not only does that still go on, but also a lot of white people in this country, the majority of white people in this country, they had, and their parents had, a lot of status here simply because they were white.
Exactly. I mean, and my great-grandparents weren't afforded that status. We were, they were immigrants from a country who had a quota of how many people were allowed into the United States in a year. I mean, we weren't treated like the British who emigrated over here or the quote-unquote white-looking Europeans. Southern Italians were not treated like that. We were quoted. You were only allowed so many thousands of immigrants from Italy in a year.
Yep, that's right. Okay. And also, you were the Italians were subjected to all kinds of racist comments.
Oh yeah,
and names and bad treatment and
I mean,
people
talk about the Japanese internment camps during World War II. What most people don't realize is that was done to Italian Americans as well. It wasn't just done to the Japanese. It was just that it just happened that was the most noticeable group of people that was done to, and. What really irritates me is that historically and statistically, if you look at it, more Italian Americans served and died in the military in every war since World War I than any other minority group in the country. So we came here, we assimilated to society, we did something other than provide men like Lucky Luciano and Al Capone. And we don't get credit for that.
Well, that's true, and you should get credit for it. And listen, you're not alone in the providing mobster situation, because being Jewish, I mean, we produce such luminaries as Meyer Lansky and Mickey Cohen.
Exactly.
So, and we're right up there with you.
You know, it's just ridiculous to me, because Christopher Columbus was a man of his times. I don't necessarily agree with the things that he did, but he did. And he did the 400 and some odd years ago, or 600 years ago now. And to me, you can't be, a group of people cannot be held responsible for that who weren't even involved. The Italians didn't even fund his trips over here.
No, it was the Spanish, wasn't it?
It was the Spanish. It was Ferdinand and Isabella that funded his trips over here because the Italians were like, no, we've got trade routes. We don't need any more. And
yeah.
So Columbus went someplace else.
Yeah, the whole thing to me is just, you know.
I mean, if they would be willing to leave us alone and allow it to be called something else, that would be fine. But I just don't see that happening because it would still be the connotation of it. And, you know, this isn't like living in New York City where they have the San Gennaro Festival down in Little Italy every year and that kind of thing.
I think if you renamed it, though, I think you could shift the focus elsewhere.
You know, I could understand, you know, if there were Haitians or Jamaicans or other Caribbean indigenous people that were there because they were the ones that were truly affected by what Columbus did. And I understand he opened up North America and stuff like that, but he never came into North America.
Yeah. I know, and it's a mess. But some of these people who are involved in this are also some of the same people who, when the Democrats come here next year, they're also hell-bent on recreating 1968. So some of them have nothing better to do but hang out. Ashley, thank you. I appreciate the call and hope you'll call again.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Mm-hmm.
I think she brings up some, you know, some very, very legitimate points there. 303-713-7600. I'm like John. I don't give it a second thought. Do you give Christopher Columbus Day a second thought? I don't give it a second thought.
Like I said earlier, and I guess it's the stupidest thing that's ever been said on this show, it doesn't bother me, and I'm basically between an 8th and a 16th Cherokee. So
there's too many other things going on.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much other stuff going on.
And you know what? Even if the argument against the Christopher Columbus Parade were legitimate, throwing fake blood and baby parts is not, I mean, that's... Oh, let's all engage a political theater. I mean, that's ridiculous. 9:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. So far, so good. No worries whatsoever. Eastbound C-470, still just a little heavy if you're trying to get out of Highlands Ranch. Westbound I-70, they finally cleared that earlier wreck, but traffic was still a little stacked up between Chambers and Havana. And, of course, southbound I-25, usual slow pocket downtown. Weather outlook today should be a mostly sunny and mild day with a high of 69 right now. A few clouds, 50 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
Copper Mountain is the locals' favorite with great snow and tons of naturally divided terrain.
I am busy, 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 busy. I eat, drink, and sleep busy. When I wake up, I'm busy. When I go to sleep, I'm busy. I am the king of Busy Island. So the first place I went to get my car insurance was Progressive.com because I know they provide me with all the information to make the right decision. It's simply one stop and I'm done. Boom. I tell you more about it. I'm just too busy.
If you're super busy, go to Progressive.com and we'll give you our rates and in most cases other leading companies. It's the fastest way to save hundreds.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates may fail Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations. Prices vary based on
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-497-5991.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the Company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991.
Numerous ways to finance. Matching down incentive gives your bank account a little bit of a chill. And instead of putting a lot of heat and pressure on it. Plus, on top of that, great folks to deal with, which means which means everything in the world. I mean, you form a relationship with them. You're just not somebody who comes in there and buys an automobile. You become part of the family. Go see my friends out there like Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, Gerard Menard, Isabel, all of my friends out there, Rockies. over 100 of them, which they will definitely take care of you. And I was out there on Thursday. I'm sorry. I was out there last Thursday, and I saw a ton of good-looking vehicles out there. So whatever it is that fits your needs, chances are, and your budget, chances are, you're going to find it at Rocky's Autos. Check out their inventory online on the Internet at rockysautos.com, or get out there and see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. I'm telling you, bar none, there is no better place and no better people to deal with than the folks at Rocky's Autos. That's why Mary and I have bought cars there over the last 11 years, and we send most of our friends and our family there, too. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Get up to a $40 cash card by mail-in offer when you buy four select Goodyear tires, or double your cash card up to $80 when you make your purchase on your Goodyear credit card. Plus, catch the Goodyear Get Tough Tire Sale. Offers end October 27th. Stop by one of your local Denver area Goodyear retailers and see what we can do for your vehicle. For details and location near you, call 1-877-GOODYEAR. Certain restrictions and conditions apply. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval.
Are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in preliminary testing. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home. To be a part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage, 1-877-99-THERMAL.
Customer satisfaction and reliable service is what you'll find at Cottman Transmission in Denver. Bring your vehicle by for an honest quote at 2630 South Broadway, just north of Yale, or call 303-761-8841.
You're listening to The J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
I was born in a desert. I was raised in a lion's den.
Commitment to play at least one Grateful Dead tune a morning. Well, 9:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 70. J. Marvin along with you, 303-713-7600. Dissent, discussion, and disagreement. And, hey, whatever it is you want to talk about, we'll do it. I got one line open. Let's go back to the phones. We're going to Chris in Vail. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Jay, I was just wondering, I guess I haven't heard exactly your take on Hillary and whether you support her or not, because I just think she is downright awful and her negatives are going to sink our chances of getting a Democratic president. I mean, her negatives are, I forgot what they said, 49%, but what's your take on that? Do we have to find somebody else or do we have to go with her or what?
Well, I don't. She's not my first choice. I support John Edwards, but I think inevitably, I think we're going to end up with her. I don't buy the idea that her negatives are so high that she can't get elected. I think that given the right set of circumstances, the right campaign and the right money, and she's got the right money and we are in the right circumstances, I think you can, and considering who the GOP pack, considering what they're made up of, I think that we'll have a real good chance of beating them because they offer no new solutions to the country, and they don't. Most of the people over there don't on that side don't have anything to say. I mean, God, look at some of the things that go on over there, like Fred Thompson, who was calling Russia the Soviet Union last week.
Yeah, well, I certainly agree that the Republicans really have a weak field, and I'm glad that they're wasting their time with Giuliani and Thompson, who just seems like a grumpy old man to me. But I just feel that our candidate, I mean, we have to find somebody better. It just kills me. I mean,
Paul, who do you think that's running out there is better? For instance, I think John Edwards is better. But if John Edwards doesn't get the nomination, then I'll support Hillary Clinton because you know what? Supporting Hillary Clinton is a hell of a lot better than allowing one of those folks from across the aisle to get in. I don't think we can stand another 6 years of, like, Rudy Giuliani. Or 4 years even of Rudy Giuliani. God, could you imagine Rudy Giuliani as a president of the United States? How disgusting would that be? Or how about Mitt Romney? There's another guy who hasn't got it together.
Well, I certainly enjoy them wasting their time with Giuliani, and I hope that's who they put up because he's obviously going to be easy to knock down. But I mean, I do think it's ours to win, or ours to lose, I guess I should say, but I don't feel that, are there other people out there that feel bad as I do about Hillary? I mean,
There are a lot of people out there who don't like her. What is it specifically that you don't particularly like about her?
Well, besides the fact that she stole the White House furniture when she left last time.
You know what? She did not steal the White House furniture. That is a Republican talking point that was BS. She did not steal the White House furniture.
There's a lot of truth in what both sides have to say, and I think there's a lot of truth in even that. But, no, that's a small thing.
There's no truth in that story. That story was debunked at least 100 times that she stole White House furniture. She took what was hers, and was there some in there that got mixed in? Yeah, sure, and that's bound to happen. But that was all returned. That's along the same lines as the Republicans tried to shop the idea that the Bill Clinton people had destroyed the offices and ripped out the phones and all of that, and that later came out to be a lie. I mean, there's no validity in any of that. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, I just can't.
What is it about her that bothers you?
She's just so political in everything she does, and it seems to be to the detriment of common sense. I mean, I even saw her trying to answer the question of whether or not she's a Yankees fan, and she couldn't even honestly say, hey, I grew up in Chicago, I'm a Cubbies fan. She tried to walk the line on both sides of it failed miserably.
So wait a minute, hang on a second. So you would make your decision about who to vote for the president of the United States based on a line about a baseball team?
No, I'm using it as an example, perhaps a poor one or a small one, but I'm using it as an example of how she just seems to milk any issue for its political value.
Don't you think they all do?
Yes, but I think there's certainly room for someone in there who could at least go with their gut. And even have a gut. I haven't seen her have anything except a political acumen. And I'm the first to admit that I don't have any good concrete reasons. And I ask myself, why do I dislike her so much? And it's true, I'm short on reasons. But
Do you dislike her because you've heard all of these negative talking points about her that have been going on forever and a day, and now they've just become part of conventional wisdom in a lot of people's minds, including yours? Or is there absolute policy differences key things that you agree that you disagree with her on that would keep you from wanting to vote for her? I mean, I think you got to look hard at that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm willing to listen to what she has to say, but I just wish we could get a different candidate.
Well, I do too. I mean, I'm not enthusiastic about her. I do know this. She would be better than anybody on the Republican side.
Well, I'm with you on that.
I mean, there's nobody over there. So hopefully, you know, Obama or Edwards, and in my case I'm supporting Edwards, but I like Obama too. Obama and Edwards hopefully, you know, will be able to give her a pretty good run for her money, say, for instance, in Iowa in the straw poll, although there's a headline out this morning that she's pulled ahead.
Right. Well, anyway, I hope you're right on Edwards, because I'd sure like to see an Edwards-Obama ticket.
Yeah.
I wish Obama was electable by himself, but I just don't quite see it. I mean, perhaps I'm looking at superficial things, but even...
Well,
you know,
I think I trapped a friend of mine who's conservative the other day, or Republican the other day, by saying this to them. When they started complaining about Obama not having enough experience, I turned to him and said, oh, you mean like George W. Bush, the former governor of Texas, like he had a lot?
Right. Well, I'm with you on that.
So there you go, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right,
Jay. Thanks a lot for talking to me.
You bet. Hang in there.
Okay.
All right, a couple of lines here at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Brad in Denver. Brad, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Brad.
You know, I think the time has come that we need to put an end to career politicians.
Well, how do you propose to do that?
Constitutional amendment, just like we did with the president.
You're never going to get that.
Well, of course not. Of course not, because the career politicians won't allow it to go through.
Why don't you try public financing of campaigns? That might be a better move.
That would be the next thing. Because,
why is there always this desire to mess with the Constitution?
Well, look at what our politicians are doing to the Constitution and look at...
Well, not all of them. Some of them are, but not all of them.
Well, but, you know, a lot of the rules and laws we have in this country are because of a few. And look how many politicians in the last 6 years have had to resign or in prison, and then they stand up there and say, I have proudly served this country for 30 years. No, they've been sitting at a pig's trough feeding themselves and gouging themselves.
I think that conventional wisdom is too easy to say, but when I press people on that for specifics about what they're saying, they usually run up short. Like, give me some specifics of who you mean and what you mean.
Well, there was just recently a senator, I'm not sure if he was a congressman or a senator or what, from Florida that got up and said that he was, he proudly served for so many years, and he's just been charged with taking bribes or something like that. You see it over and over and over again.
Well, yeah, all right. That proves the system works, though, that these people do get caught. But for all of those people that you named, there's also other people out there who are working very, very hard to try to legitimately make something happen. Well, what about them? You don't want to give them any credit?
No, they deserve credit when credit is due. But I still think that this Constitution was never intended to have career politicians.
Well, you know, I don't know whether it was intended to have career politicians or not, but... This whole idea that because somebody has spent a lifetime in government service, there's something wrong with them or they're bad, to me is also a dangerous overgeneralization when there are people out there on both sides of the aisle who are working their cans off and doing the best they possibly can because they have a big belief in serving their country and they have a big belief in doing what's right. And you can't just discount those people out, and the people who are bad, you hope eventually that the system gets a hold of them, that it catches up with them, and that they get nailed. And then finally, all of their hands, their fate finally rests in the hands of the voters, which you can go to the polls and vote any of these folks out if enough of people show up.
Well, that's the problem. Enough of them don't get voted out.
Okay, but you can't jump in front of the process either.
Well, you know, I guess it's not a perfect system.
No, it isn't, because anything developed by man's not going to be perfect. No. But I think you should take that bitterness and that rage and that anger about the situation that we're in and aim it towards those select people who you feel should be in another line of work. I think that'd be a lot better, don't you?
I don't disagree with that.
All right. Hey, Brad, thanks, man. Talk to you soon.
You bet. Thanks.
This is Donald Trump, and almost everyone I meet has the desire to be wealthy, and who really can blame them? Most people, however, just don't know how to turn that desire into wealth.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Do you want to know how to make millions, have fun, and get started on the successful life you've imagined? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how. And he's got a powerful tape to send you at absolutely no charge. Donald Trump is offering to the public his Wealth Builder System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to making millions. And because he believes so much in the power of his system, Donald Trump wants to send you his tape today at no charge.
I'm going to share with you strategies and techniques to generate lots of money, untold income, the Trump way, my way.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Then do something about it. Get Donald Trump's powerful tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665. 1-800-799-9665.
How's your vehicle handle during last year's winter storms? Hi, this is Jay Marvin for Green Diamond Tires. Green Diamond Tires are a revolutionary new tire with thousands of carbide bits built into the treads. In adverse driving conditions, these tiny diamonds bite into the road, giving you more control and confidence, whether you're driving on ice or in the snow or even in clear conditions. These tires create safety for all seasons. Learn more about these revolutionary new tires and find a Green Diamond Tire retailer near you at greendiamondtire.com.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-221-5756. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-221-5756. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-221-5756. 1-800-221-5756.
A night of heroic television, all new, NBC Tonight.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I like coconuts, you can break them open, they smell like ladies lying in the sun. I like coconuts. Break them open, they smell like a lady's lying in the sun.
We have been hit by widespread panic courtesy of John Turk. 9:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hi today, going to be 70. Here's an email at am760.net. I'm an American mutt, Italian, Cherokee, Indian, English, German, Jewish, and Irish. Columbus Day doesn't bother me one bit, but I do admit I feel a little depressed about Thanksgiving. Why do you feel depressed about Thanksgiving? Those poor turkeys. Let's go to Lee in Denver. Lee, you're on AM... Leah, I'm sorry, you're on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Well, I liked following that song, because it's someplace I'd love to be on the beach, breaking open coconuts.
I think all of us would like to.
The reason that I was calling was I was listening to the lady talking about the Columbus Day thing, and I didn't... We've never gone down there for any of that, but... it made me think about protesting, you know, because you said something about, you know, the monks being in the streets, and if we would just take to the streets, maybe things would be different. And I kind of wonder, and I've talked to a lot of my friends about this, you know, like, what can we do? And they all say, well, you know, we're busy raising our children, and, you know, we're so busy, it's not like we have time to do anything. And I think that's kind of, you know, people are busy being busy. So they don't do anything, and you wonder, you look at, like, this thing, this kid who was tasered for asking the, you know, the uncomfortable question of John Kerry at the University of...
I don't think he was tasered for that, but that's a matter of interpretation.
Well, right, but that's kind of how it was, I think, coined on the Internet, and yeah, that was a little kind of controversial, kind of the stuff that he had put on the Internet before that, but... But also the lady in Phoenix, I mean, that's going to, you know, that's still under investigation of what happened there. I mean, you watch the videotape of the confrontation, and, you know, they kind of seem to attack her. And I don't know, it just seems like I've heard some things like the police are becoming more militarized than they've ever been before. And you kind of see things and you wonder, you know, if we did take to the streets, how would that work? I mean, would we be allowed to peacefully protest what's going on? Or would it be, you know, another killing, like, was it Kent University where they killed the students, you know, shot them in the backs and students were killed there?
Well, so, what, do you think that would happen again? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I mean, I wonder if you know, people kind of not consciously but maybe subconsciously go, well, you know, I can't put myself out there. I have kids to raise. I have, you know,
No, I think that's the big thing. I think most people are busy in this day and age trying to keep their heads above water,
right.
And they don't have the time that
right.
they had when they were 18, 19, and 20 years old to go do that stuff. And I don't know about today's kids. I mean, I don't know where they're at, but...
Well, I mean, I can tell you, I have a son in high school, so I can tell you what some of them are saying, and it's exactly what the adults are saying. You know, they're just basically reiterating what they hear their parents say. It's ridiculous, but I don't know. I just, because I do sometimes go, you know, I'd love to get involved. I would love to get out there, and I'd love to get, streets full of people saying this is enough. This has got to stop. We've got to change it. And yet I just don't see it happening. I don't see people doing that.
Well, I don't either, but maybe they're going to do it in other ways. Maybe they're doing it through fundraising. Maybe they're doing it through the Internet. Maybe they're doing it through other other processes. I mean, after all, back in 1968, you didn't even have the Internet. Now you've got it.
True.
And tons of people are organizing around it, and they're using it as an organizing tool. And so maybe that has a lot to do with it. Where activists' heads are at is now the quote-unquote net roots.
Yeah.
As compared to the old days where, you know, you showed up.
Right.
And demonstrated. I think that the next election cycle, I think it's going to be really, really interesting to see where that takes us and to see what the voter turnout is and how the vote goes. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Hope you have a good day.
Okay. Thank you so much. You too.
Okay. That's it for this morning. Back tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. unless management decides otherwise.
Are you tired of the same old real estate advice? Buy, hold, and pray? Now you can discover the secrets that the rich teach their kids that the poor and middle class do not. Attend an exclusive free training based on the phenomenal best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, coming to the greater Denver area October 8th through 10th. This free training will reveal how you can get out of the rat race and live the life you want to live. Rich Dad Education Training can be a starting point for anyone looking to build wealth and answer the key question, why savers are losers. Rich Dad Education will explode the myth that getting a good job with benefits is the key to wealth and reveal why you're never too old or too young to raise your financial IQ. This totally free Rich Dad Education Training is available only October 8th through 10th, and space is limited. Call to reserve your place now. Call toll-free 800-595-0391. That's 800-595-0391.